Blog Talk Radio.
Party people, your dreams have now been fulfilled. Get your ass up and don't get ill. That's right, y'all. We more than rough. We're calling you bluff. And when it comes to
West,
don't scandalize, man.
Move out on the double and you don't let it trouble your brain, cause away goes trouble down the drain.
Excuse me, madam, you're standing still in a no parking zone. You don't get a move on that body, I'll be forced to give you a ticket.
face, you get sprung. Gotta pull up, cause you know the fat fuck will suck. Even a DC is wearing, I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby, I wanna get hooked up and take your picture. My homeboy trying to warn me of that fuck you got make.
Push it. Super, 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 super,
my everything.
coming with exclusive hot new mix.
Thank you. spatitup.com, customizing in spats, arm sleeves, custom uniforms, headwear, and a variety of sports apparel. Spat It Up has been servicing the sports world for nearly 2 decades, specializing in football, basketball, baseball, track, hockey, lacrosse, swimming, and wrestling. Go to the website, shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Check out some of the sports packages and receive special discounts. No order is too small or too large for Spat It Up. Be sure to check out our Wear Your Words t-shirt section. shop.spatitup.com. That's shop.spatitup.com. Or give us a call toll-free at 1-844-772-8887. That's 1-844-772-8887. SpatItUp.com, the world's largest customized online sports company. And remember, when you can bat it up.
Yeah, 2S Entertainment, your one-stop shop for everything entertainment, okay, music production,
mixer and master,
video production,
website,
graphic design,
EPK,
artist development,
DJ,
and much more. Special rates and discounts, studios nationwide. For more information, call 909-237-4130, or you can visit 2westent.com. Uh-huh. Tired them white dudes doing your tracks. Come to the truth. We got you. Truth, where? Yeah.
Hip-hop.
Let's go.
The hip-hop list.
You ready, homie?
Hip-hop.
Hit the club.
All the hip-hop is right here.
I am.
City to city, coast to coast.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wale.
This Tiger Young Money Zone.
This is the homie Fly, baby.
This is Big Snoop D-O-double-G.
True West Radio. Let's get them.
True West Radio, what the fuck is up? It's Mad Monday here, this motherfucker. Yeah. What's going on with it? Any scratches up in the building? Okay. What the fuck? This sound crazy as fuck. We got DJ Hev Love. And truly in the building. What's going on, y'all?
Yay. What's up, old man?
Oh, shit, man. Just chilling.
I'm surrounded. Like on the west side.
Just
hey,
Julia.
Hey, there.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Blessed and highly favored. Glad to be on a true with you people, with my people.
That's what's going down. Hey. Oh, man, let me see what's going on with
you. Give
this
me some
shit.
News I can use, man.
No, shit, ain't nothing, man. Motherfucker just, hell, I can't call it, shit. It's just, you know. You know, I'm waking up on the right side of the dirt. That's the best thing about it.
For sure, man.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
What's up? Sweetie! It'll be able to...
It's the sweetest tea in the pot.
Damn, I'm in the room. Hey, what's going on?
Not a damn thing.
That's what I just said.
How does he treat y'all?
Shit, it's getting starting to get mellow out here.
Oh yeah.
64 degrees.
Say
yeah,
what?
It's 64 degrees.
Where you at? I'm coming. I'm on my way.
Where
here
is
I
it?
Come.
Where's 64 degrees at? Down here in Monroe.
man or girl.
It's a lot cooler over there than it is here because
you're supposed to be down to 50 tonight.
Yeah, it's supposed to feel like 73 eventually, but right now it still feel like 89. So, yeah. But that was better.
89 is good, because I think it was only 89 up here today, but it's been fucking raining a little bit. They got the thunder and lightning and power going off and all that shit again today.
You know what? I don't know if the weather have anything to do with this power that's going on. I believe these people actually cutting these folk lights off, because here in my hometown today, we went out for a little while today, and everywhere we went, the lights was off, except for in the hood.
But you know, out here, they got a thing called, they got a thing to where if the power grids get too hot, they will cut your power off out here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They call it a rolling blackout.
They roll it, but the energy comes from the sun, and ain't no goddamn cloud. So how y'all out? But these motherfuckers need to get some bigger solar panels or something around this motherfucker. That's what I was just gonna say.
A lot of people in these areas, especially these rural areas, they're changing to the solar power. So these light companies are like becoming like obsolete now, you know. So that's why they so high on rates.
See, out here, what they do is like if you own the house or the owner of the house get the solar panels, you could get them like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you like renting property, they won't let you get no solar panel unless you get your own.
Yeah.
Well, see, the thing about it is, like, what he's saying is people are starting to get their own panel. And you can portable. I even have a little generator that come with a panel. And I want to see how it works before I start investing money when I get it. But, you got some of them big enough to run your refrigerator and everything. And all you got to do is point the thing to the sun. And it's always sun here, but think about it. They don't want you to know that the company, because right now, you don't really need a light company unless you're in an apartment.
Really?
Well, they got this new one that I've seen. I don't know how much the motherfucker costs, but it's like a solar panel and a generator. And the only thing I've seen at the bottom is that starting at $99 a month. So I don't know how much the motherfucker costs. I'm going to have to look it up. But, shit, the way the wind be blowing out here, nigga, we be chasing our solar panels down the goddamn street.
Yeah.
Because they got the kind of sit in the yard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you don't got to put them on the roof or nothing.
The one I got, the charger by the sun. You can charge it in the wall, or you can even charge it in our car. Like, this is a real emergency. But I got that, like, you know, to hook up fans, to hook up the heater, or charge phones for sure, because when it froze, you just in this bitch, like, you know.
Well, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I can't wait till the goddamn wintertime.
Yes, sir, Reborn.
Man.
I can wait till the wintertime. I can't function when it's cold.
You need to get you a big nigga like me.
When it's cold, you could always put on enough shit to keep you warm.
Right.
When it's hot, I said it before. You could, if it wasn't against the law to walk around naked outside. Your ass can be even hotter.
Yeah.
You could be sweating in your clothes. You know what I'm saying? They get to kind of keep you a little cool, but a nigga walking around in 100 something degrees, burn your balls, I'm telling you.
I tell you what, I don't know if it's just from me being down from down south or, you know, I used to be anemic, but that 60, even 50 is cool. But when it starts to get to 40 and 30 degrees, that shit goes through my bones. It don't matter what the hell I got on. I be cold as hell all the time. And I've been trying to put on extra shit because at least, you know, when you go inside of a building, if you take something off, when you go back out, you'll be feeling warm. But I be so cold, I don't want to take nothing off.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you could always put on enough shit to keep you warm. And, you know, if you got blankets, if you got the little space heaters. And I got a brand new space heater in the box.
Yeah.
So it's about to go down up in this motherfucker.
You know what? I'm going to tell you something.
What
I saw today, something I saw today fucked me up. And I immediately passed out for the nigga that I saw. This nigga was walking around a loop. In the heat with a motherfucking jumpsuit with them work jumpsuit on, the insulated kind. He got on an insulated jumpsuit and a hoodie and walking around the loop.
Well, you know what? It's like this. I don't know, because some of the motherfuckers, it deflects the heat. You know, especially if the shit was like silver. It'll deflect the sunlight and keep you cool on the inside. Because I bought some of them things that them motherfuckers had, them little silver, plastic, gas-like blanket type of thing. Because I was figuring if I put them motherfuckers up on the windows, it'll reflect the heat because it's supposed to keep you cool or it's supposed to keep you warm. So I bought some of those motherfuckers, like a 10-pack, and I put them up on the windows. To see if it was gonna keep it cool. Not reflect the heat. You reflect the heat because, you know, motherfuckers out here, some motherfuckers got the things that you put in the car windows, they got them motherfuckers all on their windows. You know
that
what I'm saying?
That shit don't work.
Hell no, that shit don't work. JoJo in the building. And motherfuckers be putting tinfoil up on their windows and shit.
That shit don't work either. That's why people quit doing it down here.
Man, you be running around, motherfucker got tinfoil all on their goddamn windows. Or they got them little car things you put up in your car to keep it from getting hot. Go, 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 go!
Trying to bake themselves. Go ahead and sit down on them leather seats with some shorts on and you got your window wrapped in foil. You'll be well done.
These motherfuckers, the motherfucker kill me out here is the Mexicans. Because I don't give a fuck. It seems like I see more Mexicans in hoodies when it's hot than a motherfucker. And then you see motherfuckers in t-shirts and shorts when it's raining like a motherfucker and cold outside.
Yeah, I don't know what's up with that.
I'm telling you, it be hot than a motherfucker. I see the Mexicans walking around, niggas, they got their khakis on, they got a sweat, they got a hoodie on with the hood on. So I start thinking, well, these niggas are suspicious. But then as soon as the motherfucker get cold, they got on t-shirt, khaki short, and Chuck's walking in the rain, and it's fucking cold. I'm going, these some ass backwards motherfuckers. JoJo.
Fresh, tell me if you know this sound, Stretch. Where am I at?
The grocery store. You at the grocery store, huh?
Hell yeah, I just checked out.
I'm about to say, I heard a basket.
Look,
I'm about to throw my damn self.
Look, I'm leaving my kids' game, and they're like, Mom, can we have sliders tonight? I'm like, what the? Sliders? Sure. I had to come get some stuff to make some sliders.
So what kind of sliders are you making?
They finna get, I don't know, I just looked this recipe up. I'm going to go back and look at it.
This motherfucker always.
All you got to do is get you some Hawaiian bread.
Yep.
Cut them in half.
That.
Throw them in the oven, whatever you're going to use.
Oh, I got some fish too, because my other son wants some fish, so I'm finna do some fish and potato salad.
Shit. You know what?
Practically thinking it be a lot when I be cooking, but I got a deep fryer, so it don't be a lot.
You got an extra room?
No, hey, look, I told her I need to be adopted around this motherfucker. Hey, look. I'm going to put it to you like this.
Pussy, like I heard
if you got a lot of motherfuckers in your house with your kids and whatever, my mama was like this, whatever the fuck I'm going to cook, I'm going to cook that. And if y'all don't want to eat, y'all going to starve.
Yeah.
Motherfucker ain't getting ready to start making like, oh, ma, I don't want no motherfucking hamburger tonight. I want fish. I don't want this.
Well,
I want
that.
You
ain't say shit about my granddad when he be wanting hamburgers and stuff.
Well, I told
him.
That's granddad. I just make that nigga hamburgers every day.
Yeah, I'm finna make him some. I got that big
that
old
nigga
sandwich.
Be the hamburger like a motherfucker.
Right. Look, he just ate three partners barbecue sandwiches before I left. Ooh. And that was it. So,
nigga,
I'm finna, hey,
look.
What kind of weed are you smoking?
For real though, it just be like that. I think everywhere, because like especially down south, because when I start going to other places, I meet other people and they be like, okay, we got it's chicken and mashed potatoes, and I was like, you know, like that's it, like in a broccoli, in a roll,
I take a day out. For granddaddy, and I'll make him about motherfucking 10 patties and put them motherfuckers in the refrigerator. When it's time to make a hamburger, I'll put that shit in the goddamn microwave and slap it on the bun. Here you go.
Yep. Okay. Same for ground beef, too. I don't know how many I'm going to make up, but I'm going to make them enough up for at least about 3 days or something.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm saying, if your granddaddy like hamburgers like that, I will be a hamburger making motherfucker, and they'll be right there in the refrigerator.
I think that too, though. Like, I pick like my greens and stuff like that ahead of time, or like different kind of chicken. Like, especially if it's baked chicken, I pre-cook it. Or sometimes I use the chicken that's already cooked so that I can make soups and fajita and different shit like that, so I ain't gotta be like, all right, I'm cook this chicken, then I'm gonna make this. Like, no, I'm gonna pull this out, and we gonna do what we gonna do. Cause it's only two of us, but I'm still used to cooking like that. If it makes sense.
Well, yeah, it makes a lot of sense because I was actually thinking to myself. I was thinking about making a goddamn dressing before Thanksgiving.
Right on.
Right up in the motherfucking freezer.
Say, you can't go wrong with cooking dressing any time of the year.
Okay, for real, what?
You know what I'm saying? It ain't got to be no holiday for me. You know, you can wake up Sunday morning and just say you're going to church and put some dressing in the oven and throw you some green on the stove, you know what I'm saying? Maybe some beef chips and something on the side, beef chips and rye. There you go.
I ain't gonna make the dressing on Thanksgiving this year. I'm gonna fuck around and make that shit before Thanksgiving. put that shit up in the freezer.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is let it thaw a little bit, throw it in the oven.
Right on.
Add your dressing in.
Magic. Black magic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because last year I found some shit out. I should have been doing all these years I've been making dressing. Because ever since I've been married, I make the dressing every year. So last year, instead of me just breaking the cornbread up with my hand, I put the motherfuckers in the blender. I put that cornbread in that blender. Woo! And it was like 10 times faster. You know, when you break it up with your hand, you know, you get the side, and you get that little side crust, so it be like a little hard, so you got to kind of, you know, get that crust. You want all that shit to be like, shit. I put that shit in that blender. Hey, boy, I never touched no cornbread again in my life.
Man, have you ever seen niggas fight over cornbread? A family gathering, and then you put it in a square pan. You put it in a square pan. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be an argument.
Yes, it is.
Hey, y'all never watch Life, nigga. Hey, you gonna eat your cornbread?
Because
Uncle Ben. It's Uncle Ben. That's why.
Nigga,
the only, hey, look, hey, the rice I can cook, they got this new rice, which they got they're in a bag, and you just throw it in some hot water with the bag and everything.
Yeah.
Oh, that's old school.
I can work with that, nigga. But, like, nigga, putting the rice up in the pot, that shit don't never come out right. It's either too soupy or too hard. Nigga don't like no crunchy rice. I'm just saying.
No. No, sir. I'm with you, girl.
Yeah, man.
Plus, I'm losing all my teeth, too. I got to help them. I'm scared. I'm losing my teeth. Y'all talking about all that food. I don't know what I'm going to eat. I guess I got to work on a suction.
All right. You know what I'm saying? Don't get it twisted, brother. Well, shit, man. You know what?
What you mean don't get it twisted? You still got a mouth full of teeth and you're 100 years old.
Oh, nigga, well, shit, nigga, I'm missing a few of them, nigga. I'm trying to get the implants, nigga. I'm about to get the implants. I'm about to bite
some
shit.
My boy said with them replaceables?
Yeah, them motherfuckers, the implants, nigga. So I'm getting my shit snatched. Hell yeah, so don't be that, nigga. It's hard, nigga. With the ones that I still got, nigga, I'm getting them snatched, and they're getting ready to give me a whole motherfucking Cheshire cat, nigga.
Yeah. I'm just fucked up because I really want to eat an apple right now, and I'm scared.
Nigga, you better cut that motherfucker up in little slices and start chewing, dog.
Yeah.
True West, man. Mad Monday. We're going to jump into a couple of songs, and we're going to be right back at you. Let's get it.
Go. Done with it. Go. Done with it. Go. Done with it.
I am.
Go, done with it.
EXO Music.
Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go. Done with it, go, done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it, go, done with it, go, done with it. My nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Straight dumb, call my girl, do my nails, put my waistband on. Well, he don't know, ain't gon' hurt him, but it's gon' be a murder if he find out I'm a flirter. Yeah, that's why I tie my shirt up. I won't answer. Tonight I am a member, a real exotic dancer that came down here from Atlanta. And if I fuck with a nigga, I'm gon' blame it on the liquor. If he take me out to dinner, if he ask me, I don't remember. And I don't know why he did it, but I'm with it, girl, forget it. We went to another city just so he can't roll up in it. Ain't no ring on my finger. Tonight I'm living single. When I get around these niggas, I'm turning down my ringer. Cause my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Okay, my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. My nigga let me out, now it's time for me to tip. I hope he don't trip when I get back to the crib. And bitch, you better tell him all night we been together. If he trip, don't let him scare ya. Girl, he know better, but to then we gon' dig. Don't mess up my wig, show him who they fucking with. Girl, you better get it big. So be careful who you mess with. Yep, that is my best friend. We so fine, we so sexy. Them other hoes is messy. It's our night, it's our night. It's our moment, it's our moment. We gon' walk around the club like we own it, like we own it. So when you see us take our picture, we don't need no filter. I'ma post it on my page so I can remember that my nigga let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga, let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, done with it. Girl, my nigga, let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it. Okay, my nigga, let me out, I'm about to go. Done with it. Go, done with it. Go, 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 done with it.
We the baddest in the club, you can tell, you can tell.
I got my hair,
I got my hair,
I got my nail,
I got my nail.
We the baddest in the club, you can tell.
Could you catch me? I been falling, falling, I been falling down. Could you catch me? I been falling, falling, I falling to the ground.
Snapped that and cracked my crown. Put it up away. My royalty is loyalty. I'm holding my weight. Yeah. My bulletproof vest on tight. Protecting me while blessing me. I'm living my life. No. Who's the queen of the crop? You wondering and it's haunting because I'm climbing the chart. I'm not a new kid on the block. I've been around, so spin around in everyone's town. I'm moving on up my style. So wickedly wow, they versatile on top of pals. I'm turning down, volumes are blow, low. Hold your weight, don't fall, get clapped. At the same time, lyrically enter my stations. Platinum nations, underground, dungeon creation. Sounds blasting out your venue. Sounds I salute to. Give me a standing ovation, will you? You do you, I do me, I'm posted. Asking be how power found it. I could never be slaughtered. I'll conceive by the underground stream. Black water, hardest red bone on the sea. Stallion mean about her green. My team better be about me. Howdy, rowdy, push machines. Constantly, life increasing with my heat. Target pointing, banging beat. How could it be that she's so sweet? Platinum clothes, you already know. Yeah, let go of my hold, yeah. Yeah, let go of my fold, yeah, yeah, yeah. Down and down and I catch me cause I'm falling down and down and I falling down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling down and down and I catch me. I'm falling down and down. I'm falling down. I'm falling down. Falling, falling. Falling down and falling down and down and down and down.
good baby. I love you. Baby, I love you. Ooh.
Open in my bones, it's so deep, it's all in my soul.
Ooh, yeah.
I couldn't breathe when he hit it, yeah.
Hit it, yeah.
Got on my knees to give him some help. See, I don't know if I should
sit on it.
I might just gag cause it's all dripping wet.
Dripping wet.
I never know another human life.
Human life
could make me calm just by being inside. Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping
wet. I can never get enough of you.
No, I can't.
I'll fuck up anyone that crosses you.
All time.
Almost ashamed how I'm mesmerized. I lose my soul when you come on inside.
I don't know why.
Because your kisses make my cat quiver.
And that's real.
And when you touch me, my whole body's silver.
I'm on ice.
Now I can see why you come on inside.
All inside.
Inside my body, boy, enjoy the ride.
I don't know why.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, I can't feel my pearl. The way you touch it is out of this world. You don't know what you've done to me. I never thought you'd leave me shivering. It's kinda sick how I'm stuck
how
on
I'm
you.
Stuck on you.
But I don't care cause I need you. And how I feel will remain the same. Cause you're my baby.
Listen.
And when the world's like a stress me out. So you won't run it to relieve my drive.
My drive.
You keep me sane and I can't complain. You make me tap the way you give me brain. I feel the calm flowing down my
veins.
The way you feel drives me insane.
So insane.
Now this is how another human life
can
make me calm just by being alive.
Baby,
baby, baby, baby, baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby. You drive me crazy, 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 crazy.
I love the way you're standing me. You got me dripping wet.
Baby, 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 baby. Baby, baby, baby. Baby, 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 baby.
True S in this motherfucker.
Are y'all mad?
By the shocky like Pikachu. Nigga, I'm a fool. Yeah, I'ma shock these niggas like Pikachu. Show you what I could do lyrically, nigga. I'm coming up and check it out, homie. You don't want no problem with the True S, really, homie. We be talking, we be sliding, we be riding. We be pulling up outside where you at. Talking on that, all that. Change your man pump before you get hit where you at. Lily said a man pump, tripping like what? Yeah, bleeding like his bitch cause he's the bitch. Talking all that bullshit, pull up with that pool clip. Me and the homies, yeah, we gon' hit you with that pool stick. Long range, true shit. I'm out the speed to kill it, nigga, you don't want it with it. I be talking, I be walking, I be living with it. Shocking like Pikachu, now you gon' get it, really you with it.
I'ma shock you like just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true pets really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true pets really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true pets really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true
West
really do.
Turned up, Optane, nigga with no sickness. Got no brain, no screws in it, witty witty. Outside, really with it. Sliding, true West, truly with it. Shocking, Pikachu, getting licking to it. Hook, got you going through, really through it. Now you wanna be like me, huh, really do you? I got no screws, riding, really do it. Slow down, have you leaking like fluid. Got you going through, really to it. Now you at church praying to the Lord, and you wanna say what you say. I don't hear you cause you low down to the ground. Cause the rounds had you laid down flat down on your face. Disgrace. Pikachu shocking motherfucking place.
I'ma shock you like just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do. I'ma shock you just like Pikachu. I'ma show you what the true West really do.
Yeah, what it do, West Coast? It's the old man Loaf. You are now listening to True West Radio, hosted by DJ Head Love and King Scratch. Keep it wet.
Yo, this is Ill Gates and you rockin' with King Scratch on Mad Monday.
Who's that singing that? That's me, nigga.
You know what I'm saying?
I be in this motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? I take my shirt off, I be in this motherfucker like, what's the name? The nigga Mystical. I be in this motherfucker like, not Mystical. What's the nigga who went to jail? Wasn't it Mystical?
Yeah.
Yeah, he just for that race.
Yeah, he just went back.
Well, I ain't on none of them charges, but nigga, I had my shirt off, nigga.
Oh, well, you like median. I don't wear clothes.
Hey, that's easy for you because you live by yourself. Shit. I don't want that.
Hey. Hey, you see they was talking about old boy, the one that posed and shot old boy in L.A., right, for trying to jack it for his jury?
The what?
It was a rapper called Wicked Temple. Walker, Joaquin. I don't fucking know this nigga name. I ain't never heard this nigga before in my life.
Sauce Walker.
Walker who?
You come on these Sauce Boys.
I guess
who tried to run up
doing
on him?
No, they said that this is the story. They said that some dude tried to rob him and he shot and killed him, right? This is what he was saying on the thing. But video shows something different. A pimp shot the other nigga, he taking the blame for it.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Well, you know what's crazy?
He made a thing and he said it was two different altercations. He didn't have nothing to do with the guy.
He did shoot somebody.
Yeah.
Okay, if you look at the video that they got showing when it happened, he didn't do none of that. He was right there.
How long ago was that?
This was just not a couple of days ago in L.A.?
He shot somebody. That was years ago.
No, this is what happened in LA about 5 days ago.
Yeah, but he didn't do that shooting though. Somebody else.
No,
he didn't do that.
No, he didn't. Pimp shot another pimp over a hoe. But he was right there, but he's trying to take the clout for it.
Are you serious?
I ain't taking nobody else's bullet. Not like that. You know
But what kills me is like how you trying to take, you know what I mean, blame for something that you didn't do.
That's what a whole lot of people do.
Lil Key ain't supposed to have no guns. It depends on who he got rolling with him. But see, he got off on his charge. It was a long thing. That's why he used to be like, they was trying to put him on, like how they did everybody, like the whole powwow thing, like the make them bubblegum type of thing. And kind of bubblegum anyway already, but you know how they, more so. But after he did that, you basically ain't hear from him no more. But this one here, there's something different.
Get some bubblegum. But see, you know what? I'm going to tell you. Because, I mean, this still happened to the day. If a nigga got two strikes and he shoots somebody with no strikes will maybe take the blame for it.
Yeah.
And see, he don't have no strikes because he got off the last time he shot somebody.
But now this is
taking a rap with somebody else.
Now this is a twist to the story. He was talking to a rapper. I can't remember the nigga's name. He was talking to a rapper right before it happened.
And he even said that shit didn't go down the way he's making it go down. And he sent him the video. Wow.
Yeah, they probably about to get his homeboy locked up, and he probably trying to keep him, you know.
Yeah, he probably
trying to keep him straight
because
he did that for him.
Yeah.
A whole lot of motherfuckers be covering
for motherfuckers because they don't, you know what I mean? I'm going to cover for you. I got you.
He's trying to cover because he did it for him.
He ain't covering for him. He told him, he was like, man, tell that nigga to stop lying. He's like, you know what I mean? Tell that nigga we can meet up. He's like, he know what's up. I was like, damn.
Like, so the person who shot the other person want credit for being the shooter?
No, the rapper taking credit for being the shooter.
I know that. I'm saying the actual shooter, he might be trying to protect that person.
No, the actual shooter, the last... yeah.
No, I mean from the laws when it gets, you know, when people come around and they picking up bullets and rounds and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because ain't no way.
I killed the nigga for trying to rob me, whoop de whoop whoop. And I was in the video, and on the video, it showed a pimp getting into it with another pimp and a pimp shooting another nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
Well, see, I don't know. I try not to even, I mean, it's cool to talk about to let people know if it's real or if it's not, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? There's a whole lot of funny niggas doing a whole lot of funny-ass shit out here right now. You know what I mean? Because, I don't know, it was something like, I was watching Power earlier, right? And one of the motherfucking producers, this nigga who had the money, he slaps the producer on the ground, and the nigga looked down at him while he on the ground. He said, just because you make gangster music don't mean you a gangster. But see, that's where things go. Motherfuckers think that they could say this and say that, so they got to kind of half-ass prove that they gangsters if something go down like that. You ain't got to do that. But that's what that is. That motherfucker, he want to make, oh, this nigga robbed me. Then, nigga, I shot him. Okay, now if your gun ain't registered in L.A. and nothing like that, your ass going to jail anyway. What the fuck you got a gun on you for, stupid ass?
Well,
you know
somebody
what I mean?
Else shot him. I still think it sound better for him to say he did it rather than somebody else.
Well, if he covered for somebody, yes, he can. But you still, why you got
fault.
A gun? And if you got the gun, and look, let me tell you what the super twist is. They run his gun, and it ain't the bullet in him, it's somebody else's bullet. He's still going to jail because he ain't supposed to have a gun unless he got some kind of other little shit going on. So forensics gonna tell if he lying or not.
So if I got a gun, I can't bring my gun with me out there?
Nope. Not unless you
well,
got it registered and you got your license and you got to have all
oh,
kind
okay.
of shit.
Okay, well, yeah. That makes, of course.
Now, see, you know, out there in a couple other places, niggas carry their gun. But out here, first of all, what they say, JoJo? I had a gun in the car, but the clip got to be in the trunk or some shit like that, even if it's your own registered gun. You can't roll
well,
around with a motherfucker loaded gun.
You can't, you still can't take it with you unless you drove to California. You can't go on a plane like that. So
no,
he got it from out there somewhere.
No gun on a plane. No,
Maybe. That's what I'm thinking. I'm like, maybe he got that shit from out there somewhere. It's going to be a whole bunch of bullshit going on, though. But I was more onto the shit that was going on in Houston because that is shit is closer to me. And ain't nobody talking about it. And when ain't nobody talking about it, that ain't good.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and three
I don't
or four
know.
People then got killed since that damn Tycoon weekend, and I'll never know if it's all related or not because ain't nobody talking about it. But it's all very, very close to me.
Well, yeah, out there, you can't. The forensics don't tell it anyway because if he said he shot the nigga trying to defend himself, they going to try to get the gun that he got, then they going to run the ballistics, and then if the bullet ain't from his gun,
that
is right there. Somebody else shot him. So who shot him? Now this nigga gonna be in the hot seat because he gonna try to find out who actually shot this cat. Okay. Then how close was he? If this nigga was over here getting into it with another pimp, they could tell how, you know, how the if I'm close to you, should I shoot you? That shit's gonna be like a big old something, you know what I'm saying? But if this nigga like 5 feet away from me shoot your ass, they gonna be able to tell that. This ain't motherfucking 1979. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, when all of that shit is really throwing me for a loop. It don't make no damn sense to me. Like, niggas is fighting over hoes still. Like, what? I mean, what?
Well, it was crazy because even, you know, I know back in the days, it wasn't that easy to get your hand on a gun. So if you fucked around and you go and get your mama or your daddy gun while they at work, like you got that motherfucker flossing and hope you didn't get caught with it and nobody don't take it from you. Then you hurry up and scratch home and put the motherfucker back before they know the shit's gone. But nobody really didn't shoot nobody. It was just about niggas had to fight, nigga. You had to knuckle up. Then if a motherfucker pull a gun out, then the motherfucker won't even bust. Everybody just be like, oh, shit, he got a gun. And it'd be over. So it was like a scare tactic type of thing. You know what I mean?
And that's the thing. I would talk to officer down here. If you see a gun, somebody going to get shot.
Well, I was never one of those type of niggas. The thing about what I was taught was, if you pull the gun out, shoot that motherfucker. If you're going to shoot somebody, you might as well pull it out and blast on this motherfucking ass.
Well, yeah, if you're going to pull it out. Like,
don't pull it out to scare nobody, wave it around and shit. Nah, don't do that. If you pull your gun out, shoot the motherfucker. So,
yeah,
you
make yourself more of a target than a badass doing that. You pull it out and don't do anything with it. People know that you saw.
Yeah. And well, no, all this shit is,
for you.
All this shit is crazy because, you know, a lot of times when people pull a gun out on somebody and don't shoot them, them niggas be the one to get shot. It ain't got to be the same fucking day. Like, this nigga pulled a gun out on me.
And then coming,
you know,
back around to clap your ass.
Right,
because you didn't use it.
Yeah, you fucked off with that one. But I'm going to go way off subject. I know it's kind of, I mean, hell, it's wild to me, but that Queen Elizabeth dying, that's some deep shit, because how come we got to go 4 years of peace with our presidents, but this woman was around for 70 years?
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace to her, though, I'm just saying.
What they call it, that's that monarchy shit. And soon as she was dead, they say this raggedy motherfucker is
Hello?
The king.
Nothing doing my radio show.
All right, now, y'all know I don't do no dead face.
I mean, you can't.
Somebody got to say something when he put the phone down. It don't matter what it is. Jump in.
Who all online tonight?
Well, I heard Toke, I heard JoJo, and I heard Hell Blood, but, I mean, me and you, I can't read to see if it's anybody else, because that blog talk shit is confusing, and
yes,
I don't have the code.
Okay.
Yeah, I think people
motherfuckers know a nigga be doing a radio show. Why the fuck you calling?
That's so aggravating. You know what? And as long as we've been doing this, people should know the time and the time frame. It should be patternized, man. Don't call that nigga to tell. Don't call that nigga, man. He on the radio. He gonna cuss you out.
Yeah, nigga just don't answer the phone. But this nigga, he old. I mean, he wanted me to do this work for him. And I got all the stuff together. I just ain't put it together because I wasn't getting ready to do the shit without no goddamn payment. I need a payment, shit.
Right.
Gee, fuck
it
that.
It takes money.
Mm-hmm. I hate that commercial. Don't say that.
Jimmy Walker did it, though.
That nigga said, money. I hate that goddamn commercial.
And you know when he got all them people saying that.
Money back in your account. Call now.
I almost made me a video and done the same thing.
See, the boy, they got this thing. They was talking about, nigga, it's like betting. I think I told you about this, Hell.
Yeah.
They got this thing. You put your money up. You know, like if you're trying to lose weight, you put your money up. And you make a bet with these motherfuckers, they'll pay you damn near 5 or 10 times more than what you put up if you actually lose a certain amount of weight. And I wasn't heavy, but I was like a little like, okay. But I lost a gang of fucking weight, bro.
Yeah.
But I do that in
the
winter.
How much you got paid?
Huh?
How much you got paid?
I ain't doing it. It's just me. You know what? Because, look, this is what it is. In the summertime, I lose weight anyway.
Because
a nigga don't eat as much as I do in the winter. That when the winter come around, you know what I'm saying? Nigga, sometimes it be too hot to cook.
Yeah, it be too hot to fucking eat.
That nigga say too hot to eat.
I used to work outside. I used to feel like,
that nigga say too hot to eat.
Yeah,
I can't eat that goddamn fried chicken. It's too hot. Fuck that.
Well, we got a thing around here like this. Mostly in the summertime, we do a lot of cooking on the outside.
Yeah, that's what we got to do, too. But in the wintertime, I always lose weight like a motherfucker. Then in the summertime. But in the wintertime, motherfucker be getting juicy again. You know what I'm saying? They be like, well, goddamn. Like, where them elbows come from?
This is an extra elbow right here.
Right, you know what I mean? So, you know, it'd be opposite. So every summer, I'll be losing weight because I don't eat as much. Watch when the winter come. Like, nigga, I'm about to put on another motherfucker 50 pounds.
Ooh,
I used to be drinking in the winter because I'd be cold. And when you get soft, you always warm. So, like Chris said, I smoke all summer and I sip in the winter.
Yep, it's different. They could be trying to keep that goddamn warmth going.
Yes,
like, shit. Because I know, boy. Because I know that it's like, it's fall. It's actually supposed to be fall. So.
Right now.
It's supposed to be fall. After Labor Day, it's supposed to be fall. Or autumn, or whatever anybody call it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not summer no more.
Yes,
it's
almost cooler night. September
22.
Look, I'm going to tell you. This is my theory. Don't get me twisted. With all these motherfuckers talking about this global warming shit, it seems like the earth spent in a whole different way.
Yeah.
When we really don't get no rain, and we used to get rain like a motherfucker, just like everybody else.
Exactly.
Now, you got people. What was that? Some motherfuckers in Kentucky, some goddamn where, and the water was all the way up to the stop sign.
Ooh.
It seems like the world is I don't know. I don't know nothing about global warming. So,
You right. It's fucked up. Ain't no water in the bayous down here. Only when it rains is it water. And the thing about bayous, it's a constant thing. They go to lakes and rivers and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ain't no water in the bayous. Jackson, Mississippi ain't got no water to drink.
So,
it looks like boo-boo coming out there. Go ahead.
So if the earth turned the way it was supposed to be, water would be flowing through there. But if it tilts to the side, the water ain't going to go in.
Right.
That's the way it is out here.
They keep on talking about the atmosphere, right? And this and this and that. And, oh, we need this. And we need to do better. And we need to do this. And be sustainable. And blase, blase. But they said it, knocking down trees, putting up all these mm-hmm. buildings. It takes gasoline to run the machines that you using to do all this shit. You know what I'm saying? They're not doing nothing to help.
Really?
Everybody can't afford no Tesla, so you ain't help no damn body.
Really?
I don't know nobody.
Really, what it is they trying to find a different way to make that shit work for all of us. But they got to do it a different way because the earth done shifted.
Yeah.
Have the earth shift back the way it's supposed to be. We don't need none of that shit.
All right. All right.
Niggas got to pray to God and say, God, please put the earth back where it was.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way it's going to help. If not, everything is going like say, for instance, you got your water flowing through your damn sink. It's coming out your sink. But just think if the water level changed a little bit, and then you're not getting as much water coming out of your sink because it's like half-ass blocks.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. Some people are not getting any. And
yeah,
it ain't even about the world shifting because the world's spinning. It's about them cleaning up what they messed up. The atmosphere is fucked up because you get oxygen from trees and plants.
Of course.
So they put all this shit into the air, but there ain't nothing here to suck it up.
Mr. Everywhere. But I'm just saying, no matter how, if the earth could spin all it want to, but if it's spinning in a different direction, it fucks shit up. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying about if you got a constant flow of water, and just think, if something block half of your water, you only gonna get half of water out your sink. And just think, if you fuck around and it go all the way, you won't get no water out your sink.
That's the thing.
It's the way.
It's evaporating. That's how fucked up it is.
Yeah, because when certain places get blocked up, and then they ain't got the flow that it usually have. The heat is getting ready to suck the water up. They got a place out here in Vegas. It's called Lake Mead, right? Lake Mead, that's a cool water source. Everybody be out there, and they be in they boats and fucking all that shit. Lake Mead dropped all the way down to a crazy percent to where they start finding bodies in the fucking water.
I know that. I know
they
all this stuff.
They was
but
fine
I also
body.
Know.
The water level went down so low, these motherfuckers didn't know if the water level was still high. You could tell that the shit went down way, way low. And guess what they do? They start finding bodies. And they found like 3 bodies.
They found more than that, sir.
Probably more.
Then more than that, they find people inside of cars and all that shit, and that's what I'm talking about. You got a car, people in cars into the ocean. So there you go. That's oil, gasoline,
but,
all these different things.
But it
what? After
Lake Mead is just a lake. So the ocean, Lake Mead and the ocean is too far apart for the water. Lake Mead is just a place where it was a good water source. It's almost by the Hoover Dam. but the water is so fucking low that they find them bodies. If the water would have stayed where it at, they wouldn't have found, they would have never found them bodies. So therefore, what it is, all of that water that everybody getting other than California and Nevada and all of that shit is going somewhere else. That means the world done spent in a different fucking way. I'm not no scientist. It's just my theory. I just think that the earth just shifted. So people getting water who ain't supposed to get water like that. People is getting heat that ain't supposed to get heat the way they get it.
Yeah, the earth then got closer to the sun.
Yeah, that too. That too. The motherfucker, it seemed like the whole world is shifting the wrong way. And it seemed like the sun is getting closer.
They just shot a rocket up there to kill an asteroid, to make the asteroid explode so it don't hit the earth and be like the Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm. So enough.
Yeah, I missed the show, man. I just got out the dang hospital, so.
Oh, man, yeah, okay. Everything go good.
Yeah, I'm getting better, man. Eh? What do you call it? Blood pressure dropped way too low. It was 60 over 40, so I had to go to the ambulance.
Okay.
Man, wow. I'm glad you're all right, bro.
Blood pressure dropped down the bottom line, flat line.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
yeah,
man.
That dialysis, it pulls so much up out of you, pull all that fluid out of you, and on Mondays, you go from Friday to Monday before you go in again, and then they had to pull more off of you, and when they do that, drops your blood pressure down low, and they dropped it too low.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. I'm glad you're good, man.
What'd you say, Ms. Sweet Pea?
That's Julia, working too much, ain't getting no rest.
No, actually, I got rest. I stayed in the bed all day yesterday. I didn't even get out there. I got out of the bed, eat breakfast, and I laid in the bed the rest of the day. Didn't look at no computer, no beats, no nothing. I just stayed in the bed the rest of the day. I didn't wake up till the time I got up. I got up with time at 7 o'clock when the Cowboys came on. That's about it. Should have stayed in bed and just went to sleep.
No comment.
You can't come in. Hell, you owe him one like us, so you can't come in.
That's what I said. No comment. I wasn't going to say nothing. You
yeah,
wanna...
I know.
No comment.
Yeah, how y'all doing, though, by the way?
Wow, shit. I'm on the right side of the dirt. Yes, yeah. Nah, but, I'm glad that you're doing good, man. Shit. I always keep my fingers folded for you, man.
I hope I'll see you later. I'm
going to
get in here.
Yeah, I seen you about PNB Rock, man. It's getting bad out there in the world.
Yeah, I saw that.
What?
He was going to date with his girlfriend, wasn't he? And she told
yeah, but she wouldn't put.
She
wouldn't told to drop the location and on Instagram, and then there them guy pulled up to rob him.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Man, whoa.
Yeah, it's gonna be heavy on her mind.
Now you see why when I get rich, I'm gonna be in the house like a motherfucker. I'm gonna pull a Dr. Dre. You ain't gonna see
you
me nowhere.
You got to advertise everything you do.
Mm-mm.
On Facebook, that's the sad part about it. Everybody wants to advertise. They, you know, you start advertising all that jewelry and flashing money. They say they didn't learn from that girl who got an income tax and was flashing the income tax in the car with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And a boy walked by with that gun and put it on there and snatched it all out of hand and took off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
and ain't nobody learned from that yet.
You know that goes all the way to the point when you feel like most of them motherfuckers got something to prove, you know, to people. So they do that so people can see them. But the wrong motherfuckers that nigga, hell, even the people that you trying to motherfucking piss off, like, oh, this nigga got some money. Hey, look, that nigga over there at the mall, go get that nigga. And he go send these people over there to get them, or there'll be random motherfuckers, your friends on Facebook or whatever, and they'll be like, oh, okay, let's go get this nigga. This nigga over here, Facebook live, and that's right around the corner, and this nigga got like 20, 30 racks in his hand, and some jewelry. Let's go get him.
I mean, you see what happened with Pop Smoke when Pop Smoke and him did that on Facebook Live?
Well, that was a big accident. All he did was show that somebody sent him something, and the address was on the damn thing.
Well, that's how it was with her. She wouldn't put the address. We had Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. So somebody like, oh, they had Roscoe Chicken and Waffle. Okay. Simple
this lick. This is the thing about that, though. And anybody that's listening online, I want them to take heed to that too. It's nothing wrong with taking pictures and making memories and that kind of thing when you do something. But don't post that shit at the time that you're doing it. At least wait until you get back home. Some people wait a couple weeks later. If you really pay attention to social media, they'll do things really all in 1 week. And then for the next 2 or 3 weeks while they're at home, they'll post 1 or 2 pictures a day.
Right.
You know, it's not really like that for them. People got to chill.
Well, people want to live for the moment, and they want to sit up there and advertise everything. Just like, oh, this is my car. This is my, what you call it, that damn lady and the prosecutor in Georgia. She said, let me tell y'all entertainers something. Y'all get on here and post y'all stuff showing the inside of y'all houses. She said, when y'all do that, all these robbers are doing is casing y'all stuff out. She said, Mariah Carey done got hit. She was naming off all the damn people in Atlanta, football players, basketball players, Mariah Carey singers, everybody's house getting hit because they said that they'll show their house off.
Not only that, the motherfuckers tell them when they out of town. So, you know, just think, nigga, if I was a big-ass star and I threw that shit on camera, oh, nigga, yeah, nigga, I'm in motherfucking Ireland. Or I'm in Jamaica. Now the motherfuckers know I'm not here.
Yeah, all they got to do is send
me
your website to find it out.
And not just that, them motherfuckers, they will post their cars with their license plate number on it. Nigga, do you know I could find anybody off a license plate number?
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm pretty sure that motherfuckers could do that shit too. They're like, oh, well,
right,
I see your license
anybody,
plate number.
You should not post that you went to a restaurant while you at the restaurant. At least wait till you get back home. Or even wait days later.
I might post a picture of my food, but it ain't going to say where I'm at.
Mm-mm. And then another thing that everybody be fucking up at is you got to turn your location off on your phone.
And another thing, too, I be promoting places and showing love and stuff like that now, but if I get rich, no, I'm not doing that. I'm not telling people where I'm at and to come somewhere I'm at unless I'm getting paid to do it.
Well,
crazy as hell.
Well, see, the thing about it is, I mean, when, like, if you somewhere and you got your people doing something, you know, it's good no matter if it's what the venue is or not. You know, hell, you want people to come. Oh, shit, Connoisseur Chris is where? Sweet Pea is where? Oh, we about to go up there. You know, they're my niggas. So it's a double standard. It's just being careful. And then plus, on your cell phone, it's almost like a lot of people, if they put the location on their cell phone, nigga, you can walk in Walmart and Walmart to send you a motherfucking something on your phone, a notification, because they know your ass is in Walmart. So I never turn my notifications on because actually it's motherfucking putting a digital footprint of everywhere that you're going. So if I went to Walmart, then I went to Home Depot. If I went to a liquor store, if I went to the gas station, all that shit right there was, I don't turn the notifications off. The location, I mean. You turn the location off. I never turn that shit on my phone.
And that one don't really bother me because I have to take ride systems and stuff like that. So you need it on. And also, y'all know my mom is a little weird sometimes, so I'll be sending her
turn
my
it on.
If her comfortable or whatever.
You turn it on, but when you finish with it, you cut it off. Because you got to have your notifications on, especially like if you're doing like Google Maps or something like that. You got to have it on so it'll know exactly where you are.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They set to like their, you can see it while it's in use or whatever, but even they know how to go around all of that. The phone period is a tracker. That's why it comes preloaded with certain apps. But this is what I'm saying. Ain't no way in hell I would go over to the Galleria and I'm showing that I'm at the Louis store and I'm at this store and I'm at this store and I bought this and I bought that. I'm not doing that because I stay 3 miles away from the Galleria. I stay on Hillcroft. So a nigga gonna walk right up and hit my ass up or probably follow me right back home. So, no, it would be dumb.
Well, that's why a lot of motherfuckers, like, even out here, it's a whole lot of people, like, especially, you know, all them rich folks out there in Hollywood, they all getting hit. They doing a whole lot of home invasions and shit in Hollywood because that's probably what they do. Motherfuckers sit up there and be like, yeah, I'm at the Chateau Blayon, you know what I'm saying? And he take a picture, but he want to put his Rolex in the picture. The nigga's going to be outside waiting on him. That's just what it is. You know what I mean?
That's
so that's why everybody thinks that this shit is random. Everybody thinks that this shit is random, but it's not random. It's motherfuckers doing the same things. Location, they putting their shit up there. They flossing. You know, I mean, a whole lot of rich people, they just rich. They not flossing. They just trying to have a cool dinner with their people. But they see three niggas with a Rolex in the picture, and they got their location turned on. Niggas is going to the location.
Well, yeah,
anyway,
if you owe them.
And get mad when you find out that Rolex is going to cost $9.99.
Not Hollywood.
That's that knockoff Rolex.
Not in Hollywood. Not in Hollywood. Not
nigga
even at a big at one of those big old high end motherfucking restaurants. You ain't in there with a knockoff Rolex unless you bought that motherfucker and thought it was real.
Yeah.
Okay, quiz. How do you know a real Rolex from a fake Rolex?
When you take it off, it stops ticking.
Nope, that ain't it. Anybody know?
I know, but I can't remember because of all the times I hit my head. It's something about the face of it, though.
Buddha Ali in there. Buddha,
okay,
you know a real Rolex from a fake Rolex?
Yeah, you look on the back of the Rolex, and it's got the, you can see the back of it. You can see the hands and the gears and all that shit in the back.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to tell y'all now, the new ones, you can't tell
that's
the difference.
Wrong.
You got to watch that show. Watch that show on TV, you can't tell the difference.
Hey, Mr. Everywhere, you know, don't you?
Mm-mm, the new ones, you can't tell
a
the difference.
A real Rolex from a fake Rolex.
Mm-mm, you can't tell the difference on the new ones.
They have a date on the dial.
No, the Rolex always been the same.
No,
they always been
the same. New knockoffs, you cannot tell the difference.
Let me
I'm
going to
send you a video.
Tell us, Scratch. Tell us.
All right, hold on. Let me touchdown. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Fucking bastard.
Plus, it got me
in that video to scratch.
I'm gonna let y'all know the difference between a real Rolex and a fake Rolex. A fake Rolex ticks. You know how a regular watch go click, click. The second hand it clicks.
Yeah, and the other.
A real Rolex, the motherfucker glides.
Yeah.
That's what I was talking about, in the back.
Mm-mm. Ain't got nothing to do with the back. It got something to do with the front. A real Rolex, the shit glide. They glide around. They don't tick. It don't go 1, 2, 3,
right.
4,
like a timing.
It don't do that. A real Rolex, the motherfucker glides. So that shit just move like real, like floats. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I see what you're talking about. I see what you're talking about now.
Yeah, so the real Rolex glides and a fake Rolex tick. So if you just see a Rolex, you see a nigga with a Rolex on and see that shit going tick, tick, you know that shit is fake.
Well, that's with the face of the watch, too, but it's still something with the face. I can't remember.
I don't give a damn what the face of the watch look like. If you look at a nigga watch and that shit, you see that shit gliding. You see that shit gliding. If you see that shit gliding, you know that's a real Rolex. If you see that shit go a tick.
And if you see a serial number and the 6 o'clock position, you gonna know that too. Thank you.
Okay, well, I didn't know that, but I'm just telling you what I
that's
know.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, but you too busy trying to yell over me.
Nah, I wasn't yelling over you. I was just trying to tell y'all what I asked y'all a question, and you didn't answer.
I did give you an answer.
Everybody say, this nigga Booty say, look in the back.
I said, look at the face.
And look at the face. The face could look the same. I didn't talk over you. I just say the face looked the same.
Well, I know they had them knockoffs all the time. They got them knockoffs down there in Houston, Dallas. Every little of them used to have box, so we was spurting the hell out the motherfuckers. And I know you could tell by the weight. And if you could see the back of it was damn near real. But they did have that smooth ticking part. But then you had some of the motherfuckers, the real Rolex moved smooth. And then you got the TikTok Rolex, the tick.
No, the new ones don't. The new ones move just like the real Rolex. They don't do no ticking. That's what they got a whole show on TV. It tells you about it. You can't even tell the difference now.
But see,
they
that,
got the serial number on them too.
You got to think about. The times is changing because everything that's bootleg or mimic. It's starting to be more like the original shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about, I found this back in the days. Back in the days because these motherfuckers trying to sell us Rolex and talking about, man, give me $150, you can have it. And one of my niggas was like, that's a fake Rolex because they tick, they don't glide. So they fake Rolex. But we bought them anyway because they had
like
the Rolex.
The new Rolexes do just like the new bootleg Rolexes do just like the fake like the real ones, and there ain't no ticking or none of that. They can't tell the difference.
But see, this is what I'm saying, Mr. Ed, we're back in the day.
Yeah, we know back in the day.
My nigga said them ain't no real Rolexes because they chicken and they not glide.
It's called Swiss movement, and now they done patterned that Swiss movement, so now it don't sit up there and do that tick, tick, tick. It's just like a regular Rolex. They got the stamp on there with the serial numbers, everything bootleg.
Today you could get sucked out of it.
Yeah, you know Jim Jones and them bought some fake, bought that fake Gucci? Y'all don't remember that?
Yep.
They bought fake Gucci in the Gucci store. In the boxes.
Damn.
In the Gucci store.
I remember that.
They've been doing that. Now, that's old. They've been doing that.
Remember old boy sold Lil Baby that $500,000 what you call it, Patek watch? That half a million dollar watch? And he got mad when he found out it was fake?
They
dying going to these locations on them fake-ass jewelry. They killed that man up there with that bullshit. That's why I wear copper bracelets.
See, look, this is what it is. I already said I was going to do this shit. I got some fly shit I'm going to tell y'all. I'm gonna make my True West chain, right? I'm gonna have like three real ones. Then I'm gonna have about 20 fake ones. So if I go somewhere and somebody snatches it, they gonna snatch the fake one. But when you see me on the goddamn BET Awards or something like that, I'm gonna have the real one on.
So,
I'm just saying. But look though. You know, the thing about technology, everything is getting way better. It's almost like fucking counterfeit money. You know what I mean? They got counterfeit money that look better than the real money. You know what I mean? And if you just look at it, if you're a regular money. Everything is
that's
getting
better. That's why I'm using the bank card, man, because they gave me some fake money at the store one time. I was like, girl, I was like, I don't want this. She was like, why? I was like, this is fake. And she was like, no, it's not fake. She was trying to argue with me. So I called the police officer, you know, security guard. I was like, sir, Mr. Officer. And he told me, he was like, actually, yeah, that is fake. And they was trying to figure it out, who gave it to him.
And see, that's the thing, because, you know, even in liquor stores, because I got a fake bill in a liquor store. And so when they gave me, it was a 50. So they gave me the 50, and I was like, it just didn't feel right. You know what I'm saying? I was like, let me use your marker. And I ran my marker across it, and the shit was fake. You know what I mean? Before I even walked out the store, because I could have walked out the store and went somewhere else. Then they'd have been, it's a fake 50. And then depending on, you know, how you thinking, you might be like, damn, where did I get this 50 from?
Yeah, you might be the one go to jail, too, trying to use it. That's why it be making me mad. When they be knowing fake, they try to pass it off to somebody else because, first of all, I do believe money is made from cloth. I don't even think that's paper. Or if it is paper, the ink don't dry in money. So that's how I know.
It's milled unlike paper. I can
it's
put
cotton.
It like that.
Money is made from cotton.
Yeah, it's not paper. Just because people say, nigga, I need my paper, that don't mean, nigga,
no,
I need my cotton.
It's not paper. But
I need my cotton.
It's also another, the ink and money don't dry. So if you scratch money on a piece of paper, you should see some kind of ink or something there because the ink is not green. It's actually black ink. It looks green.
I'm gonna tell you, get a $1 bill and put an iron to that motherfucker, and watch what happens. Because I went to Vegas with John Beats. I don't know if y'all remember John Beats. He used to always call the show, my white homeboy. We was up there. He was drunk as fuck. So he comes back. Him and my boy comes back from the strip club, and I'm in the bed asleep. I don't like strip clubs, so I was in the bed asleep. And I was like, I look over, and my homeboy Adrian, he's a little homie, he in his bed on the other bed. But then I look, and the light is on, and I'm seeing a whole lot of water rushing up out of the goddamn bathroom. So I'm like, oh, shit. So I run to the bathroom. Now all the whole goddamn floor is wet, not my socks is wet, but I'm thinking that this dude in here dead. Open up the goddamn bathroom, and all that nigga money start floating out the bathroom. Make a long story short, he jumped up. I'm like, man, what the fuck? So all his money wet, so guess what he do? He get the iron and try to iron his money. That's what I'm saying. Iron a motherfucking $1 bill. Wet it and then try to iron it and watch what happens.
I don't think I'm going to be doing that. You might as well just tell me what's going to happen.
It's not like a fake dollar. See, you would have to have a fake dollar and iron that motherfucker to know what's going to happen. Because you know all the motherfuckers who did counterfeit money, they would try to put them in a dryer or iron them, but they would always be fucked up because they made out of paper.
Mm-hmm.
But if you get and a matter of fact, I think I got that shit on my Instagram or my YouTube.
So what did I say when
he ironed the dollar? He ironed a $20 bill. I think that motherfucker's on my YouTube. I mean, no, so I think it's on my Instagram. After going, you can see it's still the same, but you can see a change. But it's one thing that don't change is that goddamn strip that go down the middle of it. So, okay, how can you get that goddamn strip down the middle of two pieces of paper if you put them together and tried to make that? That strip is woven into the goddamn mint. Now, you would figure, okay, if I iron this motherfucker, that damn strip, something happened with that strip. No, nothing happens with that strip. Nothing happened to the note. It kind of gets a little darker, but it's still a spendable note. So what we did was we got a fake one, and we tried to do it. That shit damn near burnt up. So it's almost like Mr. Everywhere said, it's cotton, like cotton paper, some kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. I'm gonna find that shit, man.
Definitely not paper, and the ink don't dry. So if you swipe any kind of bill across a piece of paper, because dollar bills don't have that stripe in them. If you swipe a dollar bill across a regular piece of paper, you should see ink. If you don't see ink, damn sure fake. Because the ink and money don't dry.
One more thing, because we only got 3 minutes. I had some boys that was making fake $1 bills, and they was coming the fuck up. Now, if you go in the goddamn store with a $1 bill, they ain't get ready to put that goddamn thing across that shit. You know, that pen?
Mm-hmm.
Them motherfuckers going to buy quarter bubble gums, nigga, and getting the 75 cents.
They used to spray Aquanet hairspray on the counterfeit. And then when they hit it with the pen, it would sit up there and turn like it was real money.
Mm-hmm.
He did what?
Aquanet.
He used to spray Aquanet hairspray on that counterfeit money, and then make it look like it was real when they hit it with the pen.
Okay.
See, I was locked up with some guys, and they used Easy Off oven cleaner, and they spray it on the $5 bill, and then they take a toothbrush and scrape all that off, and then turn around and then print up the reel and make the $100. And then when you hold it up to the light, all you can see is that line in there and the president, but it wasn't the right president. Then they go to the dog track up there in West Memphis and bust it down, or they'll go to Foot Locker, buy a pair of shoes, and then take it back and get the money back. And when they get the money back, now they got fresh face, what you call it? They might wait a day or so and then go back and get the money back.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, what that is?
What
is that? Perjury, grand larceny? What they call that?
All of that. Grand larceny, most of all.
Yeah, that's some shit right there.
That's a federal offense.
Well, I know that. I just want to know what they charged them with.
Yeah.
They did a lot of shit.
You were locked up in the state charge for that, so I know that for a fact. They said they get
that's
paying.
That's grand larceny.
They got easy off in that pan with that money and scrape it with a toothbrush, and then the president and that line will still be off in there.
Grand larceny.
Turn around and sit up there and do the print with the computer and print out on the money.
They just put it on top of it.
Mm-hmm. They print on top of the money. But when you hold it up to the light, you see the president in the line, so you think it's real.
Ooh,
but you don't now the motherfucker got the line in there, so it tells you what the note is. So
yeah,
time changed like a motherfucker.
People don't be sitting up there looking at that, talking about 100. All they do is look up and see that president and that line. They say, oh, it's legit.
Yep. Man, we got 34 seconds, man. True West Radio, Mad Monday. We're about to go do some after hours for a minute. Thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to be back on West Coast Wednesday, man. Like I said, next Friday, I got this thing that we getting ready to do. I'm going to do it with Mr. Everywhere. We're going to do the beat auction, you know. So it ain't just for the people right here with us, but it's for everybody. Y'all going to come in auction off some beats. Y'all need them. Ha ha. True West Radio, we at. Yeah. Not this Friday, but next Friday we're gonna do some beat auctions for these niggas. So I'm gonna start posting that shit to where nigga we gonna have a gang of beats and motherfuckers got an auction. I mean, you know, if y'all all of us on here, you know, of course you guys know y'all got love, but like all the people out there to be listening. I'm going to get ready to start putting the beat auction out that motherfucker. I got the, shit, I got to pay this goddamn True West, the entertainment bill, and I start changing it, Julie. So, I'm going to put that motherfucker on there, beat auction.
Y'all better start working in social media handles. They work for all of that kind of stuff like that.
You say you start changing it, Scratch?
Yeah, I didn't post it. But I'm telling you, I got to pay the goddamn bill tomorrow. If not, them motherfuckers go cut the goddamn True West ENT off. But I started changing it already. I got everybody. I got all y'all on there. Yep. I took all them niggas out and put all y'all on there. So, y'all going to see it in a few days.
I'm going to have to go hard in the paint then on this weekend, so I have some more of them.
Yeah.
I have my arsenal up.
Yeah, we just got to have the beats, and we can rather have, like, you know, because just like you said and a couple of other people said that all these people making YouTube beats, they ain't going to be able to use them motherfuckers no more.
Yeah, I told you. See what happened with Lil' Kim? Lil' Kim tried to use Megan Thee Stallion's, what you call it, and she turned around and the record companies or whatever, they sent her a damn deal, and she took it down in 9 hours, only had it up for 9 hours to do that Megan Thee Stallion remix.
So guess what they going to need?
That's called property in him, though.
They
he trying to call her anything he can. He don't want her to be paid for nothing.
You know
well,
what?
The new deal is that what they're doing is, like I said, I had a record company that wanted me to be their internet, like cybersecurity, to see who done stole any of their artists' stuff. I told them I ain't going to do that. I'm not sitting in front of no computer doing it. But I knew that's what the world was going to. They like, we want you to check out social media and YouTube to see any artists out there that you rapped over or any of our artists' music. Now, he was going to do a cease and desist and go after them in a lawsuit. I'm like, I'm not going to work that job. That's what I was telling y'all on the show last year. Now it done came, and Lil' Kim did that track, and was it Nicki Minaj's beat? I think it was Nicki Minaj's beat she rapped over. Making the Stallion, Nicki Minaj, whoever's beat. But she rapped over it, and they just said the other day they took it down. Took it right off of YouTube as fast as she put it up. And I told a lot of artists, that's what they're doing now. They're going through, and they still cleaning the house. They still cleaning the house. It's going to be a minute, but they're going through and taking all that down. So that mixtape, as far as rapping over somebody's beat and putting it on YouTube, is about dead. It's a dinosaur.
So that means just
so I wonder how does she have it titled too? Because I noticed that they will leave it if you say it's a cover. Even
no, they're gonna take it all down. Like, all that's coming down. Them record companies are going after you for the throat. They taking, I don't care if cover, no cover. If you ain't paid for it, you're not going to use it. If you don't contact Sony Music Publishing saying, I want to sit up there and pay y'all a percentage, or Warner Chappell Publishing or Universal Music Publishing, it's going to come down.
Yeah.
They can't make no money off nobody else trying to jump on no internet rapping over their beat. They want all money going to them for all the artists, because the artists complaining.
You can't make money over it if it's a cover, though. That's what I was saying. The record company information is...
They cut all that coming down, sweet pea. Mark my words.
Well, see, the thing about it is a difference if you actually, if you did a cover song, bam, and you give
you
everybody
still got to pay for a cover song. You got
you have to contact the people in order for you, them to give you the okay and want their percentages and all that stuff.
They're going to want their mechanical rights. Every time
right.
they stream, they want their mechanical rights.
Right. Right.
See,
but
if you don't contact them on that, they going that's what happened with Puffy took that Biggie Smalls and thought he was gonna run with it. One more chance. He thought he was gonna run with all them tracks he sampled without permission, and they went after him. What does Sting say? I get $2,000 a week from Puffy for the rest of my life.
Yep. Yep. Because see, the thing about it is when you actually put out a song, you know, for sale, you have to go through all of the mechanical rights and X, Y, Z and all that stuff, all of that, to where they feel comfortable, because we had to do that with Los Angeles, because when we used Outstanding, we had to go through all of that shit with Outstanding, you know, and we had to do it when we did Anita Baker. We went through that shit on the first Los Angeles, you know, so... And that's just putting it out for sale. But if you just got
I
it
know
up
what
there,
y'all saying, though. But, yeah, I was just saying, if you're doing a cover, they're not going to take it down like that. Because when you...
They are going to take it down. I repeat, they're going to take it down because every time a deal is played on YouTube, what is it doing? They trying to monetize it, right?
Right.
Every stream, you see? So that's what they saying.
But
you still getting
I
income.
Saying, but let me say what I'm saying. Because when you go up under, because I'm telling you what I see up under this boy's stuff. When you go under his stuff, it say in the description the name of what it is. It don't say that it's to him. And he not monetized. He not collecting money for it. It's all licensed to whoever it's supposed to be to, because he marked it down as a cover. Now, if he put that shit on Apple or something like that, they coming for his neck.
But that's what they. This is what Mr. Everywhere is saying. All of them motherfuckers, no matter if it's a cover or not, they going after everybody now.
Right, I'm finna throw it to her.
Everybody.
I'm finna throw it to her.
Yeah, everybody is, they, it's a whole lot of motherfuckers that I've seen that got cut the fuck off. I was like, wow. So it's like whoever they catch it first is going to be the first motherfuckers to go. And whoever going to be the last is going to be the last to go. It might take years. You know
what I'm saying? Well, maybe
it's Khalifa like
him. Maybe that's why it's still up there.
No, they still working their way. It's just like the PPP loan. They working their way around. He was still sitting around talking about, they ain't get me yet for the PPP loan. They ain't working their way around.
Oh, yeah, them motherfuckers hit me up.
That's what I was trying to say. Also, you know, because, you know, y'all like to cut people off, but they did not let him post something. and at the beginning. But when he put it down as a cover, they let him post it. And another thing, he cannot monetize that video. If he gets 15,000 views, he can't monetize that video because that's not his money. That is Wiz Khalifa and whoever the beat is, that's their money. That's where people be fucking up at, because they is trying to get paid, trying to monetize these people's songs, and you can't do that. That's not your beat. Now, he got like 3 or 4, maybe like 7 or 8 beats actually that is his, that he, you know, they're not going to be taken down. But that stuff, it could still be taken down. But the reason why it wasn't taken down so far until they get to that is because he put it down the right way. He didn't put it down as, this is my song.
Well, instead, hold on, let me say this. We are not cutting you off because you have had the floor a long time. The
no,
thing about it, the thing that we're trying to say is us being producers, we know what they getting ready to do.
I know what they're doing because the record company told me what they're doing.
I can show you why they hadn't done it yet.
They are working their way around. If you pay attention to what's going on, Lil' Kim just got pulled down the day before yesterday. I'm trying to send it to you in your inbox.
Nicki Minaj's track wrapped over it,
and they took it down in 9 hours. She got a deal to say at the record company, what you call it, copyright infringement.
The whole thing about it is there are things that's going on, I research what I want to research.
If I need to find something,
but most of the time when, you know, my producer brethren or sisterin tell me something, I go and look and see what the fuck they talking about. And what they talking about is real. If it don't happen today, that don't mean it's going to happen. It's not going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next year. It's too many people.
Well,
it's millions.
Here you go, sweet pea. I'm going to send this to you.
It's millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of motherfuckers out there that did that shit, and people want their goddamn money, if it's a cover song or not.
Check that article out. I just sent you.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of people that, you know, the Piper wants you to pay them. It ain't pay the Piper. The Piper wants you to pay them. They don't want to hear they shit compromise on somebody else's shit. I'm not saying that because, fuck, I got a couple of goddamn songs that they going to probably take down. But do I give a shit? No, because I can just make my own shit. I just make an original beat. Ain't like I'm a super sampler anyway. You know what I mean?
Okay, here what it says. On YouTube, it simply reads, this video is no longer available due to a copyright claim by International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. That's what happened when she had to take it down. They took it down.
Yep.
It's coming. I tell a lot of people, go buy you a beat, because if you think you're going to get by, the industry, like, we can't get $16, $17 a CD. All this talking about we ain't getting but a penny for damn 3 streams. Everybody want to know where the money's at.
I have a penny.
It's a game.
It's a half a penny. It ain't even a whole penny.
Yeah, I'm going to send you another deal from the record company. Hold on. I got to go back into their what's called.
A half a penny. It ain't even a whole penny a stream. It's a half a penny.
Well, you got to split every three streams, 3 to 4 streams. You got to split that with your producer. If you're not signed to a label, if you sign to a label, it's 16 streams for 1 penny.
A label gonna get the first 12 streams. They gonna get the first 12, and then you and the producer gonna split the other six
three,
or whatever.
Three
so it's really
goddamn,
18.
Three goddamn pin, three half a penny, three thirds.
And
the
18 streams. Yeah, but it's coming. Everybody didn't understand, but when the label told me that, I was like, okay, I know what the world's going to now. So. I'm trying to screenshot that. Oh, wow.
So, let you up there making, you up there like triple or quadruple platinum or something like that, you ain't seeing no money.
Well, there you go. Liz.
That's all it is. Because everybody's saying stream is the thing. Okay, that's fine. But then if you find out how many pennies you put down on the table and you cut them in four parts, then you got to wait until you get your four part to have one penny.
I'm going to finish this sweet pea. I always keep everybody abreast on what's going on in the music industry. So I'm going to send this to you all. So I don't ever want to mislead nobody. But
I was just saying that the songs that he covered, the royalties are being paid to who they're supposed to be paid to.
Yeah, but I'm saying they didn't even worry about that. They don't want nobody even use their song no more. If you look at that I just sent you, you see that deal I just sent you, Sweet Pea, and that was last year sometime.
Yeah, that motherfucker was...
And I turned that job down, but you see what it says.
I couldn't do that job.
Hey, brother, these positions, the intern will work with our within our YouTube content ID department, helping us locate and file a claim of other labels profiting from our music. That's June 21st, 2021, when he sent that.
Yeah, them motherfuckers, they trying to get everything.
So I knew how the industry was going. That's Black Market Records. You know who that Black Market Records is, Scratch.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So they wanted me to take that job. I turned it down. So that's why I tell people when the insiders tell me something, all I am is the messenger. And when they said that the other day, it said Lil Kim's deal taken down after 9 hours. I was like, let me read this and find out what the hell going on. Said she went and did the song. And when they sit up there and do their copyright deal, that's what they do. They sit up there and yank it down.
The thing about it is, I mean, things are so easy nowadays for people to do what they doing. And there's so many people that's actually coming up like a motherfucker because of what they doing. You know, so they trying to crack everything down. I got an interview that I did with this one cat, and I told him, I said, the internet is cracking now, but it's getting ready to be something that's getting ready to, because can't nobody keep, you know, in touch with what's going on, especially the people who don't have their business right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so when Rick James, not to cut you off, but when Rick James went after MC Hammer for that Super Freak, then that was it with the sampling game. Sampling game was like, everybody was like, shit, man, what? He used my song. Okay, let's go get a lawyer. Before, like, yeah, hell yeah, they got our song, man. We playing on the radio. Then they start thinking about it like, wait a minute, man, Rick James just got paid off of Hammer. He done sold out a million. So we going to do the same thing. Follow the leader.
Yeah, because
I
remember it went down to you could sample four bars or they shit, and then you'll be good. Why the fuck you think all them people back in the day, they sampled at least four bars of everybody's song? Because that's what it
was
back
king,
then.
Right.
It was four bars. You could say you were allowed to sample four bars without getting sued.
But now it's a money game.
Yeah.
See, that's the
now
deal.
Everybody is trying to get theirs off of any sample that you make. It ain't four bars. It ain't two bars. It's got to the song sound like mine. Remember, what's that shit that Pharrell and Alan Thicke
T.I. and Alan Fitt. Right. Marvin Gaye.
Yep, them motherfuckers went to court over there.
And lost. $11 million.
You know what I'm saying? So
it's only lost $75 million on Old Town Road. They got sued for $75 million just for a guitar riff.
Right. So
just
those,
a little thing, it was just a guitar riff sample, and they didn't get it cleared, and there it goes. But like I say, nowadays, they don't want you rapping over a Drake beat, a Birdman, a Lil Wayne beat. Everybody wants their money. Universal wants their money. Sony wants their money. Warner Brothers wants their money. And they going to sit up there as fast. You try to put it up nowadays, they're going to go through there, and they're going to weed and seed, and then going to sit up there and send you a letter, cease and desist, and a lawsuit.
Hey, Mr. Everywhere, so what's the synopsis of all of this?
Box that, goddamn beats. Make beats and sell them.
That's exactly why I said we was going to do the beat auction. Because now motherfuckers is going to have to find some beats. Because they got, if they got the rights to these beats, or we got the rights to the beats and we let these people use them, they ain't getting ready to get cut off of YouTube. They're not getting ready to get cut off of all these platforms because they want to use somebody else's shit. Because they didn't have nobody else to make beats. It's time to spend some money, right?
That's just like the artists that were sitting out here talking about the trenches and the straps and all that. The labels can't sign them no more because here's what's going to happen. You're going to sign somebody, gave them a $2 million advance or $1 million advance, then they're going to catch a RICO charge and go do 30 years, and then it's like, hell, we just gave this fool $2 million, and now he's going to do 30 years. We can't get our $2 million back, so they're going to take it out my goddamn check. So now the label's like, we ain't gonna sign y'all because y'all scratching the surface now because Atlanta, they're going after Atlanta, they're going after Memphis with RICO, Chicago, Old Block with RICO. So they like, hey, we in New York, drill rapping with RICO. So it's like, why are we gonna put money in your hand that we ain't gonna get back? They can't get that money. The money the Young Thug owe, they can't get that money back. Young Thug probably owe about $11-12 million out right now, and they can't get it back.
Yeah,
the promotion company can't get it back. 300 Entertainment. That's why he said, "I'll put my house up, I'll put my credentials up. Whatever we can do to get Young Thug out, because they're just gonna bind him out. Tell the nigga get it to the studio, record two albums before they lock your ass back up. And all they want was the money off of his albums. That's why they want him out.
They ain't even locking them up. He's locking them niggas up too."
So
I'm just
that's
saying.
The reason. That's the only reason they want a Young Thug out. They did the same deal with Kodak Black. Kodak Black was out on bond and made him record two albums, and then he went back to the pen. That's all they want is their money from the album. That's it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, the thing about it is, and I so wish we were still, like, you know, online where everybody could hear us. I don't know if they could or not. We're not trying to be difficult. We're not trying to be like we know every fucking thing, but we know something. And some things that people need to realize is this is not, I mean, it might look, excuse me again, this is not a glorified motherfucking business. Everybody be thinking that, nigga, I'm going to be a rapper or I'm going to be an artist. And it's a whole lot more to this shit than what motherfuckers even know. And considering the fact, like people like all of us, Mr. Everywhere, me, JoJo, everybody learning. Everybody is actually learning. Because I learn every day. I don't know everything, but I've been around this shit for so fucking long, and I've seen the ups and downs and all around.
That's, see, when I learn something, I share the information along.
Exactly.
So
don't nobody make the mistakes of going out there and doing something. Then they're like, hey, man, they just sued me for $1.7 million. I'm like, why? Oh, they said I took a beat off of YouTube and I used it on my album. And I'm like, oh, wow. So now you $1.7 million in the hole? Well, if I could have told you 6 months ago that you couldn't do that, I could have saved you $1.7 million. You ready to pay me that $1.7 or you want to pay them that $1.7? So I'd rather really give you the game for free.
Wait right there. This right there. Because I got questions. I've been trying to ask questions.
Okay.
If you're not selling this and you do not never reproduce this, besides them taking the music down, because I know they'll do that. They did that with one of my shorts. But I was surprised they did it to me and they didn't do it to him. And that's why I had the question.
I'm just saying, they're working their way around is what's going on.
You probably the first on the block. You know what I'm saying? When them motherfuckers, they sit around and they listen to your shit, if they listen to yours first, you're going to be the first one gone.
Because Sweet P, I used to go on the YouTube, and I go on there and be like, 80s jams, 80s R&B jams. And I go to 80s R&B jam, and I can just put it on the playlist, and then it might go down 13 artists. And then it might get to the OJs or something, and say, this has been removed for copyright, what you call it? Like, damn, man. Then I might go down two more, and like, this one is Janet Jackson, this one's been removed. Then it might go 20 more down and play 20 in a row, and then it gets you another one. You're like, damn, man, that's such and such removed, but they were doing that years ago. But now what's going to happen is all these artists are complaining to their record companies, where's my publishing? Where's my publishing? So the first thing they're saying is we ain't getting our money, it's not adding up.
I don't mean to cut you off, but it's like this. Check this out. So if I fuck around and put turn off the lights on my playlist, and it says under King Scratch, if I put motherfucking a Tupac song and it says under King Scratch, they getting ready to take all that shit down, because it's not the people that actually put the shit. Like, okay, anything from Motown, if it say Motown and they put all the Motown songs on there, them motherfuckers gonna stay. But any song that I put up, and it's somebody else's song, them motherfuckers gonna take the motherfucker down.
I know what y'all saying. I don't want to argue with y'all. I was just trying to tell y'all what I saw and what I've been seeing. Cause like, if you put up Teddy Pendergrass, turn off the lights right now. After a few days, when you go back to the description, they gonna have the album, the record company and everything, but they'll have it under topic. Like, they starting to make the people their own pages. Like, you could tell if the person didn't make it, the artist, or if the company had to make it. It'll say, like, topic, Teddy Pendergrass, topic, Isley Brothers. And under videos, it'll have the songs, but other people will have posted them. So basically, that's what they are doing now, I guess.
Right, right, exactly. And it's not an argument. This is the thing. So say, for instance, I got this playlist with all these famous people on the goddamn list. You know, I said turn off the lights first. So now, what if a million motherfuckers came in, got turned off the, listening to turn off the light on my site? Because as soon as that goddamn, that ad come up there, when that ad come up there, you getting paid. I'm getting paid.
Now I'm going to tell you a secret. What they haven't done is acapella, but as long as they got a musical composition, I don't care if you rap your own lyrics over it, it's coming down. But if it's an acapella, you can sing acapella all day. Can you stand the rain? But as soon as that music come on and you start singing Can You Stand the Rain, you watch what happened. Mark my word. I'm telling you, they tried to hire me just for that.
They killing game on all of that as far as, like, you uploading, you know, your song. If I got a song, Ozzy Brother Between the Sheets with a different rap on there, that shit is gone.
And so what happened with the zone is me and I told Buddha about the clearances and stuff, and then they put up a Zone 24 episode. Buddha came back and said, "You right, Mr. Everywhere. They just took down my video with KRS-One. I said, "Because you didn't have his permission to post it.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got they permission. He record companies are going for the juggler thing. I'm telling you, they want every dime and nickel to pay their artists.
They taking a script out of like movies. Just say, for instance, we shooting a movie.
2 weeks
we
ago,
a movie.
Go ahead.
A movie. We shooting a movie, and we see this little family walking by, and we shoot them. If we don't blur their face, that means that we didn't get the rights to their image. Just say if it's something in the movie, we shooting. So, wait, hold on 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but they're going to say, yeah, that's the only way you can get by is just singing an acapella because they don't have the musical composition. But if you got that musical composition in there, and it was a good deal for us when we was able to rap over somebody's beat because, like, okay, we can do a freestyle and they'd be like, oh, man, I like that beat and stuff like that. But see, like, cats like Charlie Boy, that make it hard for them. Well, that's all they were known for. You see, that damn still kills their whole vibe because they like, man, we used to rapping over stuff like this.
Well,
but you
can
if you get clear.
But if he got the license, he could still perform that stuff.
I mean, if you got the clearance. See, that's a deal. You're supposed to have a sync license. What people don't know, you're supposed to have a sync license to even perform a cover song at your local club. If you were singing at a local club and you started, I'm going to do Michael Jackson and I'm going to do, you probably have a sync license even perform any of that. People don't know that.
That's the thing. I know that. I've been researching and stuff. The only thing I was saying to him was that on my stuff, all right, I was doing shorts. I just started doing this stuff, right? A couple of them, they took the music off. But when I go back and I look at Chris stuff, it's, some of it's over 4 years old. His music is still on here. But when you go to the description, they'll say artist, Wiz Khalifa, album, was a whatever, whatever, and the release date and all of that stuff. It don't say nothing about him in the description because in the title, he said that it was somebody else's song. It's also not monetized because when you get a certain amount of followers, you choose which videos that you're trying to get paid for and not get paid for. So only a fool will be trying to get paid for somebody else's video, trying to upload somebody else's song on Apple and all that kind of stuff. So that's why this going on because people went too far with it.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem. Yeah, see, you got people that are sitting up there trying to make money off of somebody else's song that then paid for publishing and paid for copyright, then paid for lawyers and paid for producers. And here it is. You say, oh, I'm going to take zero song and I'm going to rap on top of it and put it out, then go press up some CDs and sell it in the street. And Zero's like, hey, wait a minute, man, he's taking $5 out of my mouth every time he drop a CD on the block. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So now they're like, okay, well, These artists want to sit up there and do copyright infringement, so we going to go for them. You know, big labels will sit up there and they will take your ass to court. They will actually take you to court. Some of them will just take you down off the stream, and other ones take you to court to learn your lesson. They'll take you to court and sue you for $1 million, knowing you ain't even got $1 million, just to make everybody in your neighborhood say, shit, we ain't going to do that.
See, once you get monetized, that's when you start getting paid for each video or you pick the video and you even pick where the commercials go with. If you look at my YouTube channel, it's commercials on there because YouTube broaching out for me because they know people come to my channel. but I don't have nearly enough people or enough watch hours for me to be having commercials. But that's something else new that they started. Because at first you used to only get commercials when you watch the big channels. But now they put them on mine too, even though I'm a long time from being paid for it.
Yeah, but that's it's the only deal that the industry done changed so much that it's crazy. But you know they're doing it because look at and here you gotta look at it like this. Say Chris put an album out, right? And his album done sold 5 million copies, right? But you got some guy down the street who says I'm gonna take Connoisseur Chris's beats, two of them off his album, and rap and put it on my own stuff. Then another dude down in another city says, I'm going to take two more Connoisseur Chris's songs, and I'm going to put them out, and I'm going to put them out on my album. Now, look how much money's coming out of Connoisseur Chris's pocket. You see what I'm saying?
That's the difference between promotion and stealing.
Most people ain't going to press up no 1,000 CDs and give them away, and in 2022 they gonna try to sell them $5 a pop, $3 a pop, or $4 a pop. That's just they ain't got no stamina like that. Their pockets ain't long like that, sweet pea. They go press
they
up. They more likely
out here like no. I haven't seen a CD in a long time. It all goes straight to the digital platforms, and if she did that, that's why her got removed, because you can't put nobody else song on a digital platform for pay. You can't get paid for it.
I mean, most artists are gonna try that. That's their mode of operation. They here's what I found out. When I get artists send me CDs, not CDs, but send me their song email, the first deal I ask them, man, is a YouTube beat. Yeah, man, I got it off YouTube. I know I say, is it a bought beat? Yeah, man. I got off YouTube. How much I pay for it? Oh, man, I got off YouTube. It was free. I say, well, I'm going to tell you what. Ain't nothing I can do but email it back to you. I can't pass it on to a record company because if they want to sign you and they sign you for that song, then they're going to say, where's the paperwork? You ain't got the producer artist agreement split sheet. They're not going to use it. Sony Records is not going to use that song until you got the physical producer artist agreement is called a split sheet, saying how much you done paid for that beat and how much the producer wants on back end royalties. 50% publishing, 75%, 25%. You got to have that per song, or they're not going to let you use it on a song. They don't give a damn how hot it is. Because what's going to happen is, I'm going to do a beat for Connoisseur Chris. Connoisseur Chris is going to give me $200. Connoisseur Chris is gonna sign with Dr. Dre for $2 million, and they're gonna try to put that song out, and then I'm gonna go get a lawyer saying I just told Connoisseur Chris and Sweet Pea, I told them they can use it at the talent show. I didn't tell them they can use it on no album.
Do y'all hear?
And guess what? You won't be able to use it, because then I can sue Dr. Dre. Say, y'all use my song without my permission. So, in order for Dr. Dre then to be in the clear, they say, Connoisseur Chris, you got to produce all this agreement split sheet. As soon as he says that and he's got it signed with my signature on there, his signature saying he paid $200 for the beat plus 50% publishing, then Dr. Dre going to say that's going to be the first single on the album. Because now they can't get sued. They got my signature.
Let me tell you something funny. It's a guy, right? Now, well, guys, Chris did get a beat actually off of YouTube, the Larger Than Life song, but that beat is paid for. And, you know, I put it in the BMI and everything just to start logging and stuff. But the funny thing is that I guess him and the guy, they got mad at each other or something like that. And so, you know, he had then told Chris, he was like, oh, yeah, you can just keep using it, whatever, whatever. Because we told him we was thinking about logging it or whatever. And he was like, oh, no, that's fine, or whatever, you know, for royalties. He said, yeah, that's fine. The funny thing is, his homeboy found out about it, or either they got back cool again. And the last time I looked on there, he had checked that thing out, and now they both getting 50% instead of that one dude getting 100%. And I laughed at his ass, too, thinking about that. That's how digital stuff works now. You can't get away with nothing like that no more. But he tried it with his homeboy.
I'm trying to tell you, that's why you better have that paperwork. If you ain't got that paperwork, then you in trouble, because that's what tends to happen. This ain't my first rodeo. I done seen people. I told him he can use it for a talent show. I didn't tell him he can use it on no CD. And the deal is, yeah, he done made the beat for $50. But now the guy done sit up there and signed a record deal, and they, oh, man, they gave him a $30,000 advance. Now this nigga mad because he like, he done got 30 racks, and he done made it off my beat. He done made it. He done got 30K off my beat. Now he gave me $50. Now, fuck that. I'm good for at least about 15 of it. Now I'm trying to sue. And if you just do a handshake don't work in the courtroom. That black and white. Once you got that black and white saying, no, you're going to get, I paid you $200 up front, and you said 50% publishing, so every time I get paid, you get paid. And that's the way ball bounce.
My phone dead.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, how your phone going to be dead?
I mean, shit.
But that's why I always tell artists to protect themselves, because if you have a hot number one song, and that's just like with Glorilla. Glorilla, she got a crazy-ass deal because the producer produced the song. He sent the song. He sold the song to somebody to get it published. The publisher sold the song to a record company out of Nashville, Tennessee. And then Yo Gotti went and signed her to a deal. So on top of her manager, M-Town Management, on top of the producer who produced the track, who sold it to a guy who published the song, who sold it to the goddamn record company, now Yo Gotti's got to do this. He's got to buy the record company out for that song, or he can't have that song under his catalog, and he had to start all fresh. But the check gets broke down shit damn near 9 different ways. Same way with Finesse Two Times. Finesse Two Times is signed with Rap-A-Lot, Mob Ties, then he signed with Bread Gang. Bread Gang is signed with CMG. CMG is signed with Interscope. So now, Finesse Two Times got to break his check down 5 times before he get a check. You see what I'm saying? They don't be knowing the game. They just want the fame. They just know the fame and not the game. He's happy. Oh, man, I'm signed with Moneybagg Yo. Yeah, it's on. It's up from here. Then when the money come out, and he's like, wait a minute, man, you mean I did a $30,000 show, and all I got is $4,000 out of a $30,000 show? Well, Uncle Sam going to get 25%. Gotti probably going to get, Interscope going to probably get about 25%. Gotti going to probably get about 20%, and then the other percentage is broke down. It's like the dope game. You don't get it straight from the plug. You get it from somebody who got it from somebody who got it from somebody. Hell, shit, the price you paid and the price you got and the quality you got probably going to be broke down 4 times before it's going to be cut. The dope going to be cut 4 times before you get it. So that's why you got to know this music game inside out, or you'll be then signed like a cross-collateral contract. If me and King Scratch both signed, let's say Sweet Pea and Connoisseur Chris both signed to the same label. And Chris signed a cross-collateral contract. And in this contract it says they want money all across the board. It's like a 360 deal. But in the contract it's got a clause in there that says we can recoup money that we lost on other artists on this roster. So if they lost $300,000 on Sweet Pea's album, they can take it out of Connoisseur Chris's royalties, and it's perfectly legal when he signs that contract. You didn't know that, did you?
Wait a minute. How are you going to do that?
It's perfectly legal. It's in the paperwork.
cross-collateral contract.
They want shoelace money. They want concert money, poster money, talk show money. Everything that you get paid off of, they want that. And then they on the contract, they have a clause in there saying, any artist that we sign this quarter, we can recoup from your royalties off of any expenses that we lost on that artist. So once you sign that dotted line, if Sweet Pea album don't do good and they go $300,000 in the hole on Sweet Pea album, they can recoup that $300,000 from Connoisseur Chris. And when he says, I want to see a statement, they're going to say, here's the statement where we lost on Sweet Pea. Here, right here, clause 134-A, where you signed that you were agreeing to take what we lost out of her, and recoup it out of your income. And once you sign that, that's how record labels get y'all screwed over. Because then they can't lose. Huh?
I say for every artist, if they lose money, they take it from the others.
They can do that. They can say whoever we sign this quarter. If they sign four people this quarter, if one of them do good and he sign cross collateral contract, the record company ain't lost nothing because now they're saying we can take whatever we lost out of their funds and take it out of your income.
Wow.
Once you sign it, it's perfectly legal. Black and white is legal. And when you go to court. And then you say, hey, man, this Offset, man, I didn't bought y'all out, and y'all still on me? And they like, wait a minute, what do you mean you ain't bought shit, Jack? We still on your name and likeness. We still on Offset. Quality Control still on you, brother. You can go solo all you want. They're going to say you still owe us this many albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's because you went solo and broke up because you mad because the Lil Baby is the number one artist. That's still on, because you still contractually tied to what your paperwork say. And when they get you in that courtroom and they say, this is what you owe us, you're going to have to deliver that. Because they'll hold your album up. They ain't got to put your album out. They can say, well, you know what? We ain't even put your album out. But go over there and
yeah, they
want to
that's what happened. They wanted to, they thought, when they did those three albums and then the final album, it should have been the end of their contract. But they wouldn't do it like that. So.
Well, if your contract says, yeah, we signed y'all to four albums, but we signed you to 5 years or 10 years, then you signed for 10 years. You see what I'm saying? That's like Meek Mills was in a messed up ass contract. He signed damn near his life away. Damn, it took 30 years for MC Light to even get her name back. It took 30 years before she was able to get her name back. MC Light ain't on her name in 30 years. It's what you signed on the paperwork. Name, likeness, and image. Name, image, and likeness. Once you sign, Sweet Pea can't put no pit photo. She can't. If you sign an exclusive contract right now, and you talking about I'm finna do a song, me and Connoisseur Chris, this is my hubby, this is my boo baby, we finna do a duet. And you sign a Def Jam says, we want our 30% off the album. But wait a minute, this is Connoisseur Chris's album. They gonna say, I don't give a damn whose album it is, we want our 30%. You sign to an exclusive recording contract. That means you don't record now song without Def Jam approving it. And they're going to prove about wanting their percentage. You see, that's the part that I educate y'all on because people just think, oh, I can do a song with Future, and hell, it's all good. And then your record company going to say, well, we still want 30% or 15% or 20%. And then you like, damn, ain't this a bitch? You mean to tell me it's not even on my album, but y'all want 20%, 30% of the proceeds?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd be like, yeah, that's why Logic couldn't release the song on Def Jam that he had with Lil Wayne. Def Jam was like, hell no, we don't want to pay that $75,000 for that verse. Logic be like, man, what? Y'all gave me a budget. They're like, yeah, but we're not paying for that verse, $75,000 for Lil Wayne. Well, Logic couldn't release the song, so he was talking noise about Def Jam. You see, it's so much stuff. If you sign a deal You don't want to sign exclusive deal, because exclusive deal means you can't record with nobody. It don't matter who. If Michael Jackson was here today and said, I want to do a song with you, whoever you sign to going to say, I want my percentage. And if they know it's a big name artist that's going to do numbers, they're going to say, I want 30%. They ain't going to want 15. They're going to say, I want 30%. So like, damn, if I give you 30%, that's left me with 20%. Because the other artist going to get his percentage. You see?
Well, that's why I've been looking into all the
industry. See, the industry is ugly unless you know the industry. If you don't know the industry, are they going to chew you up and spit you out? Because you're going to, first thing they're going to do is say, hey, let's get a, what's that called? A non-exclusive, let's get in an exclusive contract. So we get in an exclusive contract. Can't, what you call it? They put in an exclusive 360 deal. So now we get shoelace money, poster money. If she go on Oprah Winfrey, we get the money for that. She go on a radio station interview and they pay her. We want that money. Everything that you got your name on, everything that you pull up to, they want their money.
No. See, that's why I was trying to figure out how to do stuff without any of them.
That's what Megan Thee Stallion was in. She was in a 360 deal.
I know.
That's why she was frustrated, because she's like, okay, she jumped up and signed with just a $10,000 advance. They gave her $10,000 advance. She jumped up and signed it. She ain't never had $10,000 in her hand at one time. She jumped up and signed it. That was a smart move on the record company. They jumped at the first deal, just like they say in a lawsuit. When you go into court for a car accident, you tell the other insurance company no three times, because they know that they gonna offer you 25% of what you can get in a lawsuit settlement in court. So they say, we know they can get $100,000. They're gonna offer you $25,000 in a lawsuit, like a car accident. That'd be the first offer. The second offer is gonna be $50,000. Third offer would be $75,000. You see, because then they know when they lose in court, then they got to sit up there and pay court fees. But most of the time, by the time the third offer hit, your lawyer's like, hey, man, go ahead and take it so we ain't got to go to trial. Because then the lawyer, like, we go to trial, he getting 50% instead of 40%. So he'd rather you not go to trial and just take the third offer settlement and y'all be done with. So that way he get his 40% and not have to even go to trial. So that's the music industry is crazy, but that's how they'll do it. And all these artists that you see, these articles, I don't know if you stay up on the articles like I stay up on, but all these artists talking about my contract, Summer Walker, Meek Mills, talking about I ain't seen no money since. Rest in peace, P&B Rock. He just said that last year he didn't get no money. Then that other boy went full-time platinum, said he didn't get a dime off the album. Cowboy, C-A-L-B-O-Y, pull that up. Talking about it, what you call it. But because they didn't read the contract, all they did is grab the ink pen and sign and said, I made it.
But
they're saying that happened to Lisa. He switched up on her when her mama died, because
he knew she didn't have nobody else.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the unfortunate dynamics with Megan. But, and see, a lot of people don't know, you know, the major labels, they'll try to get you a lawyer, you see. They'll try to get you a lawyer.
So it ain't doing nothing for you.
What happens is they get the lawyer from their company because they feel like you can't afford no lawyer. Because, see, a lawyer says like this, Sweet Pea. He says, okay, I'm going to review your contracts, and what I'm going to charge you is 5% off your first album. So y'all thought the lawyer is going to say, okay, I want $10,000 up front, which we know, Sweet Pea, I'm not saying not you, in general, but just doing it, what you call it, saying Sweet Pea ain't got no $10,000 up front. But she's trying to sign the record deal. So
So a lawyer says, okay, I know you ain't got $10,000 up front to pay me to review your contract, ratify it if it needs to. And then when he reviews it, he says, okay, here's what I'm going to do is I want 5% of your contract in your first album royalty.
So that's the deal.
So it's like if you do $10 million, then they get $500,000. The lawyer does. So if you ain't got the upfront fee, then the lawyer be like, well, hell, I'm just going to charge you 5% of your contract and your first album sales. So he might make $500,000 off of you if you make $10 million. That's a smart lawyer.
This don't want to do it no more.
Huh?
They say that's why the best artists don't even want to do it no more. They tired of all this.
Yeah, well, it's like this. A lot of these artists come from the projects. They ain't had but a couple of $1,000 in their pocket. Some of them might have been real ballers and had some money and stuff like that. But when you ain't had no more than $8,000, $9,000, $10,000 in your pocket from your girlfriend tax return and then trying to flip on the block, and somebody says, hey, we're going to give you $75,000 signing bonus and this $20,000 iced out chain. Nine times out of ten, you sign it.
Mm-hmm.
But the only part about it, when you sign it, you sign it and you're not reading the fine print that says you got to deliver 36 songs for three albums for $75,000. If you sit up there and they give you $75,000 and you go blow it and then you ain't getting no show money and the record label's doing your album sales and saying, well, hell, you got album sales, but all that money going to pay for that $75,000 that you owe is plus that $20,000 chain. But that $75,000 that you owe is going to be about $120,000 on the back end. It's going to be like a high interest loan. They're like, if you get a $300,000 advance, you're paying back $500,000 off the three. You're paying back damn near 60%. That's how they keep you bound by a chain. You see, you watch All Eyes on Me, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? I'm ready to start my own record label. He said, yeah, but let me show you the books. I was like, damn, I made you over a couple of $100 million. What do you mean, show me the books? Showing you what you still owe me. They're going to play the numbers game. So you can be like, me and Connoisseur Critic, we done sold 5 million records. They're going to say, yeah, that's nice. But look at how much you still owe us. You owe us two more albums. And then you like, damn, we got to give them.
But herb plants.
Yeah, so you have 24 more songs you got to record. Now, you pissed off at the record company, right? You mad because you went to their office hollering about the money ain't right. You all on Instagram bitching. So what the record company does when you record your next album, they don't even put the motherfucker out. They might wait. Yep. You might record it this year, and they say, man, we're going to put it out May of next year. May come around, they like, oh, man, Offset done fell off. We ain't heard from him in over a damn year. So now you mad because your album didn't do numbers, and you still owe them one more album. So now you can't be mad. Now you got to be their buddy again to put your last album out and make it hit.
But I think about everybody here, and that's the hardest. None of them want to really rap like that.
Well, that's the case in point. They used to do R&B artists so bad. When they get mad at the record company, you look up, and then the record company wouldn't put their record album. The record company wait 3-4 years before they even put it out.
By that time, mm-hmm. you been forgot about that group. And you got a lot of groups like Shy, and you like, man, they were jamming. And if I ever fall in love, you like, what happened to them? They got this running with the record company. The record company, they recorded the second album. The record company waited forever to put it out. By the time the album come out, you like, shit, man, we forgot all about them. They ain't been out about 4 or 5 years. But they be done recording the album 4 years ago. And the group be done broke up and everything, going back to working at Burger King or washing cars or something.
Babyface Brothers, they should have been live. They should have been more famous.
Well, you got a lot of them like that. They wind up breaking up. The money, you got to look at groups like New Edition. The only reason New Edition them too long is so they can sit up there and try to make them some money. Ain't none of them solo careers going to take off nowhere since. Bobby Brown, he couldn't come out with no album right now. Nobody buy it. Ralph Tresvant, Johnny Gill, last two albums, who bought them? Great
well,
thing. But who bought them?
I didn't know he had no last two albums, but I tell you one thing, it's at this weird place in the world where it's like, if you gay and you won't say you gay, people ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been saying he's been gay for a long time, but no, I had no Johnny Gill.
Yeah, Johnny Gill is. Johnny Gill, he got caught in L.A. on the piano. Supposed to have been with Eddie Murphy. I think it was supposed to have been Eddie Murphy. He was on the piano in the studio. But the deal is, see, a lot of artists don't know when they go sign these record deals and they're like, yeah, I made it. Then after that first album, you don't hear from some of them. You don't hear from them after the single. Because the numbers don't add up. They're like, man, I got a $300,000 advance, and now they want me to pay back $500. And I know I sold some records, and now they're saying I still owe them. So the artist call himself getting mad, throwing a temper tantrum, and then he just ass out. And then the record label will take you to court. Or you go over here talking about, well, I'm going to go over here and record, and then they're going to sue you in that label you try to record with. That's what happened with Zero. Zero, he couldn't perform under the name Zero until he finished off what he owed Jay Prince. He had to perform under the Mo City Don. Once he got done fulfilling his contract with Jay Prince gave him his name back.
Everybody told him not to go over there anyway.
Well, the deal is, once you just, you know, he didn't have no real money. He was a great rapper, but he didn't have no real money. So if Jay Prince throw him a couple of hundred, throw him $200,000-$300,000, hell. He like, shit, I ain't getting but $3,500 a show, but this man give me $200,000-$300,000 up front. Bad.
Yeah. I don't know, but he way my money. After he got away from him, that's the one thing I be trying to, I always want to keep Chris away from. I was like, man, I hope don't nobody from Jay Prince come talk to him.
Well, see, it is what it is with if you look at Puffy, Jay Prince, Herb Gotti, and Suge Knight. If you look and you think hard, they ain't got no artists, and their labels ain't even relevant no more. These were one of the most powerful record labels in the world, and including Luke Records, because you got to treat your artists like people. First of all, you can't say I'm in it to fuck them out their money. You treat them like people, they gonna bring the best out of you.
Mm-hmm.
When you go in there with this fuck you attitude, I'm going to make a whole bunch of money off of them and fuck them and fuck them with a contract, then they're going to be like, well, shit, fuck it. I'll just walk away from the industry. I'll do my album with you and walk away. Once I ought to see what's going on, who want to sign with Puff? Who want to sign with Jay Prince?
And you know what? Now, when he be doing the shows, that'd be a nice little show he pulled, but ain't none of them made no money with him. They all make the money after the fact. Because he be bringing out Busta Rhymes and he be bringing out the Locks and stuff. You know they ain't made no money with you.
Oh, you talking about Puffy?
Yeah, when he be doing them bad boy shows.
When he do that, he had to beg them folks. He begging, hey, man, look, this is the 25th anniversary of Bad Boy. This is what we need to do. And that's the sad part about it. Look, I'm going to pay you extra money. They're like, nigga, you still owe it from 30 years ago. What you mean extra money? Well, see, he fucked all his artists. Just, you look at it, Puffy should have the biggest label out right now because Suge Knight locked up. But he did all this wrong, Then turn around and Mace turn around and do, what's his name, the same way Puffy did him.
Oh, he did Puffy like that.
Mace did that guy, who, what's that boy's name, Fabio Foreign. Mace did 5-year-old porn like that, messed him around with his money.
Oh, for real? You know, Puffy had gave Mace some money. He didn't do an album. And then he started trying to talk about him for not selling him his publishing and stuff like that. And he, when they asked him about it in the interview, they said, well, Mace is saying that it's been this many years, and you don't want to sell him the publishing, this. And then just a look on his face, like, you could tell he didn't want to say it. He was like, what is it? He said, what the thing is? He was like, I gave Mace money. And he never put out an album. Just this last time around. And he was like, now he bad mouthing me about publishing. But he never put out the album that I paid him for.
Well, see, a lot of them, they done fought because, see, they had Puffy getting the publishing. They didn't know the music game. So if you don't know the music game, look at Snoop Dogg. All that stuff Snoop Dogg did, the publishing is in Suge Knight Publishing. If you got a copy of the CD right now, Snoop Dogg's album, the publishing is Suge Knight Publishing.
That's why I want
Suge Knight got the, he got the publishing off of Ice Baby. Whatever that white boy's name, Vanilla Ice. He got the publishing off of Vanilla Ice, Ice Baby. So, I mean, if you don't know the music game and somebody comes in, hey, man, I'm going to get your song published. And same way with Glorilla. Her producer, he was desperate, strapped for cash, so he sold the song to a guy, and that guy sold it, the publishing, to somebody, and that guy sold it to the record company. Everybody was greedy for some money. Now she got my boy Rico Owens, she got like two of my boys in what you call it. They all in, they got their hand in her pot now. She got about eight hands in her pot right now. Rico Owens in M-Town, I guess he was helping M-Town push her. And so now all them signed contracts, so she got about eight people on contracts with her money.
And see, and that's the thing. It's better to do it by yourself because people be thinking that, the Houston artists fell off and shit like that, and it was nothing of the sort. The Houston artists actually was all getting paid more money beforehand. Slim Thug said something about it. He was like, I was like, no, I'm good with this. And Flip said the same thing. Everybody said the same thing. That they was on TV all the time and all of that, but they was making more money before. Or the amount of money they was making wasn't worth all of what they was doing.
Well, they owed money. That's what you call it. That's the deal. It's all owed money. And see, once you owe money, it's just like, okay, Sweet Pea, you go to the payday loan place and they say, Sweet Pea, we're going to give you $300. And Sweet Pea says, okay. And they say, okay, Sweet Pea, you got to pay back $156 every payday. For six paydays. Okay, keep in mind now, you just only borrowed $300, right?
Right.
But what's 150 times 150 times six? That's 900, right? So you got to pay back $900. Now, if you went to the bank and borrowed $500, you wouldn't have to pay for about $580. We're here to pay their loan. People giving you $300, you got to pay back $9.
Exactly. Every damn time.
Depends on how desperate you are.
See, that's why I've been looking into how to start actual businesses and stuff for the things that I'm trying to do. But also, I've been told him, I figured out, I was like, I cracked the code, basically, is that he needs his own publishing company. So that way, he know he'll be straight. Because you write your own stuff, you would think that a rapper would be getting paid decent because a rapper is actually writing their own stuff. And a lot of the singers beginning, they singing other people's lyrics, not songs that they wrote. But they find a way to mess over the rappers too.
Yeah, well, see, that's just like, I'm glad you said that. It's like I was telling somebody about, what you call it? You gonna see my B.E.D., what's his name? Jacquees.
Oh, God.
Jacquees just took a hook and turned it into his own. He just took the hook from Joe.
Mm-hmm.
He just took that hook from Joe and turned it to B.E.D. You wanna know you wanna see my B.E.D.? He just took that and turned it into a song.
And that's all he said. He didn't say nothing else, Harlan.
That's it. Just took a hook and turned it into a song. Had a new beat over it, and there he went.
And he got a beautiful voice, but he do need him some lyrics of his own. It was another song he did. Oh, man. He messed it up for what's her name when she was brand new.
LMI booed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
When people were talking about he sound better, and I was like, no, it don't.
They made him take that down, too. You don't remember?
Yeah, but he was mad, and he was saying this, and the boy came out, and he was like, no. He was like, I did it, because he didn't pay me for my music. The one, whoever the guy who put LMA out, I be having a hard time remembering stuff. But it's a...
DJ Mustard was the one put her out.
Yeah, Mustard is the one.
Mm-hmm.
He the one, he said, nah, I did that. And the one of the songs that I was using, he took it down from the short. It's like they have an option if they want you to use it and they want it to them or if they just want it off. He just wanted it off.
Well, the deal was they started playing Jacquees and stuff on the radio and stuff. So then they're taking out their publishing. They're taking away from their publishing. Just like I said, if they playing a Rick James song and then I come out and do Super Freak and they like, wait a minute, you done did Super Freak and you getting money off of this song. And Rick James like, well, damn, now they ain't listening to my shit no more. I'm losing money, so I'm finna sue. So he was the
mm-hmm.
first one of the ones that did that with MC Hammer. When he did that, you can't touch this. It was like, okay, all the other artists like, well, we can sue and win. Oh, they can't sample our music? We can sue and win? Okay, bet. So that's when everybody
yeah.
started doing, what's the name, did that to Puffy? He's like, okay, then everybody went after Puffy.
Sure did. Because that's all he know how to do. He don't know how to actually make music. You know how to make beats.
Well, see, Puffy, he was smart enough to know that all you got to do is take the old tracks that everybody else was dancing to and you just put a new little, what you call it, the rapid rap over it, and everybody going to think, oh, man, all right, boom, that's it. So he got by with that in the end. Guess who else did it? What you call it, just turned around and replayed everything. Master P. Master P got by replaying everything, every song you can think of. Hey, play, let's play on. I can't hate you, homie.
Hey, the top drop.
Mm-hmm. I just want to drop it all night long. Yeah, yeah.
This is another one, too. A lot of people did it from here, but... And that was the culture.
Yep, that drop was that's a Yarbrough and people, don't you stop.